This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's now hitting Cuba as a hurricane. After Sandy also hit Jamaica and Haiti, leaving two dead, and soon it could be a problem for the U.S.
This is increasingly looking like a very bad situation for the mid-Atlantic up towards the Northeast. So I can't stress this enough. If you live across the East Coast, you need to be paying a close attention to Sandy.
That's Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. Last month, the National Counterterror Director, Matt Olson, told this to the Senate about what happened at the U.S. consulate in Libya.
They were killed in the course of a terrorist attack.
He was then reprimanded by the Obama administration, according to Fox's congressional sources, told to tone it down. But the White House denies that, claiming the president labeled it terrorism the day after. This as the president crisscrosses the country.
The unemployment rate is falling. Home values and home sales are rising.
That was late last night in Las Vegas. This morning, he'll rally in Tampa, then go to Richmond and Cleveland as Mitt Romney focuses on Ohio. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern traveling with the Republican live in Cincinnati.
A day after jetting through all four time zones in the continental U.S.
The president has no proposal to get this economy going, and we do, and that's how we're going to win.
Today is all about the Buckeye State. The campaign bus will log more than 200 miles of Ohio highway, hitting Republican strongholds as Romney tries to not only woo undecideds, but urge supporters to vote early in this battleground state. And now just 12 days from Election Day, a new AP poll has this race in a virtual tie, Dave.
Jared, a giant night for a giant at the World Series. Fox News Radio's Ron Flatter live in San Francisco.
Pablo Sandoval tied a World Series record, hitting three home runs in the Giants' 8-3 victory over Detroit, two of them off Detroit pitching star Justin Verlander.
He's one of the best pitchers in the big leagues. In this situation, you want to face the best.
Verlander admits he looked rusty after a week off.
Whether that was the layoff or just being out of sync, you know, you can't expect to be perfect every time out.
Game two is back here tonight, Dave.
This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Gold Rush, Discovery's number one series, returns to Friday.
Smells like gold, here we go!
And this season...
Where is the gold?
Someone...
We don't give up that easily.
...will hit the mother lode.
Oh, that's great.
And you could get rich, too. Go to GoldRushGiveaway.com right now to register. Then watch for a special code on premiere night with your chance to win $100,000 worth of gold.
Nothing to it.
For official rules and details, go to GoldRushGiveaway.com. It's all part of Gold Rush Premiere Night, Friday, October 26th at 9, 8 Central, only on Discovery.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is...
You can look out a window or click online. Either way, you get the weather, though our way is good for 36 hours. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up. Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed, Bath, and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
I've got a story I'd like to tell.
Broadway's jet-setting new musical, Catch Me If You Can, is a mile-high smash. New York Magazine calls it a spectacular spectacular that takes you through the night with flying colors.
I gotta tell my story live and in living color.
Bloomberg News says, Catch Me If You Can delivers the goodies. The New York Times writes, this portrait of the con artist as a young man comes to ecstatic life.
Think of those two when I stop hits.
The ball
and the mouse at the end of their wits.
Absolutely Marvelous raves WOR Radio. And the Huffington Post says, Catch Me delivers a genuine jolt of pleasure. Catch Me If You Can, the new Broadway musical based on the incredible true story. Book your seats today.
Presented by MSC Opus, October 29th and 30th. Great seats available. Call 845-1234.
Tonight, nobody does Halloween like NBC Thursday. Blending a night of great comedy with spooky Halloween noises.
Kazap! Blinky, blinky.
Those aren't even the right noises.
And big guest stars like Stephen Colbert on The Office and Sean Hayes on Up All Night.
Look at those kiddos run!
Fill your Halloween bag with all new comedy. 30 Rock, Up All Night, The Office, and Parks and Rec, followed by Rock Center.
It all begins at 7, followed by KAG's HD News at 10.
Living in the heart of the Brazos Valley, the weather can play tricks on us. But you don't have to worry. I'm KAG's chief meteorologist, Jared Plushnick, and we know you're busy. Kids, job, the house. I'm here to help you get the kids and you out the door ready for whatever the weather brings. Plus, Matthew and Emily bring you the stories that really matter to you. From right here in the Brazos Valley.
Local newscasts, local people, living here, working here. KAG's HD News, weeknights at 6 and 10 p.m.
Speaking with Ron Smith, owner of Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, this is Karistan Month.
You offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They're all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. Those rugs are built to last.
Hurry into Aggieland Carpet One for Karistan Month. Area rugs up to 50% off. Sale in soon.
We're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today. Beautiful. WTAW News time is 6:07. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Bryan police have announced an arrest in the Sunday night shooting death of Trevor Williams. 23-year-old Marcus Watson Jr. of College Station is held in the Brazos County Jail on a murder charge. BPD has released no details about what led to Watson's arrest. Watson was already in jail on what Bryan police stated was an unrelated charge of manufacture or delivery of a controlled substance. Jail records indicate it was his seventh arrest since April of 2010. Watson's bond was set at $200,000. A South College Station family was displaced from their home due to a fire yesterday afternoon. The fire department's Bart Humphreys says one teenager was at home on Fincastle Loop in the Shenandoah subdivision.
He was inside the house, thought he saw smoke in the garage, opened the door, and there was smoke and fire. And that's when he got on the phone, called 911, and exited the building, which is the right thing to do.
Humphrey says the teen was treated at the scene for minor smoke inhalation. The fire spread from the garage into the attic. College Station police made an arrest this week from a mid-September train wreck. 22-year-old Lauren May of College Station is accused of calling two friends before contacting police or the railroad. Officer Rhonda Seaton says May's car had left the pavement in the area of Old Welburn and Graham Road and was stuck on the tracks.
Defendant was given some field sobriety tests that evening, and at that time, she was arrested for public intoxication. You know, the officers got there quite a bit after she had been out of her vehicle. Case was assigned for follow-up. Union Pacific did indicate to the officer that they did want to press charges on the obstructing a railway case.
Seaton says after the car was struck, the train blocked Rock Prairie Road for more than 2 hours. One of the three contested races in this year's Bryan City Council election involves someone seeking re-election.
Representing Bryan's West Side, incumbent Art Hughes is opposed by Craig Regan. At this week's candidates forum, both supported a city ethics policy. Regan compared it to when he was in the service.
If nothing else, it's a statement of our beliefs. It's a statement of our tradition as a city. You can talk a lot about values, but until you set them in stone and you say this is who we are and this is who we want to be, and you give people a goal to shoot for every time that they do business in this city, I think it is important.
Hughes has been involved in developing an ethics policy.
We actually do have the remnants of an ethics policy, but my focus on what an ethics policy is for is not a hammer over somebody's head.
You can hear more from all those running in the city council and Bryan school board contested races online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be on the alert for another scam. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says the electric company has been getting reports from customers.
The customers are being advised to go to Walgreens or to other stores and put money on, it's called a green dot card or a money pack card, which is similar to like a Visa debit card, and then call back at this number, a phone number that is given to them, and make a payment.
BTU does not call residential customers asking for payment and only calls commercial customers weekdays during business hours. McKeithen says if you question the validity of a call, contact the utility for confirmation. 2 weeks after the College Station City Council established a medical district comes a proposal for a $10 million specialized hospital. Randall High with the city's planning office says there is a proposed land sale to build between College Station Medical Center and Southwood Park.
They would provide approximately 200 full-time equivalent jobs and make an approximate $10 million investment within the community on a site adjacent to the College Station Medical Center. This hospital would serve a need not only within the community, but within the region.
Thursday's council agenda includes a request to give developers $300,000 to help design and build a street extension for the facility adjacent to the Med. High says pending that agreement and finalizing the land sale, the hospital could open in 2 years. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through.
When a fire breaks out in a crowded place, people head to the one exit they know, the entrance. And that's the problem. Too many people trying to escape through one door. They begin to panic. They start pushing. Some fall down. Some even die. The next time you walk into a public place, make a mental note of the exits. And keep in mind, the best way out may not be the way in. Learn how to survive a fire at haveanexitstrategy.com.
Sponsored by the Texas State Fire Marshal.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway. We're at morefeed.com.
We have a cold front dropping into Oklahoma this morning, and that cold front is going to bring us cooler weather for tomorrow and for the weekend. Clouds this morning, they may break up by late today, highs 85 to 90. Mostly cloudy, the risk of a stray shower or thunderstorm tonight near 60. We certainly could use the rain. Clouds may be a shower, cooler tomorrow, highs 65 to 70. Partial clearing tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Sunny and 65 to 70 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Gene Chizik weighs in on the Aggies. We'll get that for you here in just a little bit. Also, the first game of the World Series last night and Aggie soccer playing their final home game. We'll tell you all that more in about 40 minutes.
Yeah, any questions? World Series, any questions? I mean, that was a pretty good beatdown, I'd say.
You think?
Man, I'm just watching that. I'm going... Really?
Pablo Sandoval went berserk.
Yeah, he did. He's a big boy, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's not little.
Yeah, he's but anyway.
He likes to eat.
Yeah, there wasn't much contest to that. But once again, that's San Francisco, though, right? I mean, if you were a St. Louis Cardinals fan, I don't know any Cardinals fans, but they can... Oh.
As soon as we're done, when Hannity starts talking, I'm going to...
Just coming over to say something.
I'm
that's
going
right.
to thrash
but,
you.
But they are. They're continuing. They're looking pretty good. A San Diego business group is trying to find out who left a box of cremated remains at the car wash.
Oops.
after cleaning out their vehicle.
The Mom?
Really? Where's Mom? The Ocean Beach Main Street Association trying to return the ashes to, oh, they know who it is. It's Harvey Everberg. Oh, no, they are the ashes of Harvey Everberg. Okay. Anyway, Harvey died 17 years ago, apparently. The person who left them behind on Monday at the O.B. Suds car wash, the sticker on the box revealed the man's name and the year of his death, but the information that would lead them to the family seems to be missing. So, and again, somebody borrow the car and they decide, well, I'll be a good Samaritan. I'll get the car washed before I take it back. Oh, what's this? A box. Hmm. Why don't we do that? Let's leave that right here. Good it wasn't a windy day and the box opened.
Oh, Scott!
Harvey'd be all down the road, right?
It's gotta be a good morning.
I guess he was feeling a little scattered that day.
Yeah, so very nice. Thank you. Good, good. Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
I don't know. You know, you talk to somebody who worked at a car wash. They might have some stories to tell.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just saying.
Well, maybe brought him there to reconstitute him.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was bad.
That was. Yeah. That's okay.
That was really bad.
Don't mix it up and see.
It's no tricks and all treats, plus lots of fun for the entire family. The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, Atkinson Toyota, and WTAW invite you to a costume contest and trick-or-treating event on Sunday, October 28th from 3 to 7 p.m. This free, fun, and safe event is for children of all ages. Gather goodies, plus play games on the Presidential Plaza and participate in a costume contest for prizes. Sunday, October 28th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. Presented by Atkinson Toyota and WTAW. With special thanks to HEB Tower Point, The Eagle, Catalina Hatters, The Farm Patch, and UPA.
Hi, Kyle Cassell here. How do you spell conservative in the Texas House of Representatives District 12 election? K-A-C-A-L. Looks like cackle, but pronounced Cassell. This election, vote for someone who has owned a small business, raised his family in this area, and calls District 12 his home. Vote for me this November 6th. To learn more about my campaign, go to KyleCassell.com. That's KyleCassell.com. This ad was approved and paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Hey, good morning. It's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Nothing of note today. It's just a day. Basic random Thursday.
Well, you know why?
Why?
Because everybody who was ever anybody, pretty much, was born today.
Today? I missed out. All right.
Tons.
So, it'll be all right. So, who are the birthdays that we would know?
Katy Perry is 28 today.
Oh, okay.
She's lovely.
Yeah.
Sierra's 27.
Who?
Singer.
See?
Another mono name.
Another one of these things. Sierra.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Think of Burnt Sierra.
Yeah. How long is can you name a hit by Sierra? Okay. Thanks.
Is it spelled like something real weird?
C-I-A.
Yeah.
Oh, how unique.
Very good. All right.
Craig Robinson is 41. You'll know him as Daryl from The Office.
Oh, yeah.
Pedro Martinez, future Hall of Famer, is 41.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Goldberg was in Dazed and Confused. Shelley Wright is a country music singer.
She is.
Chad Smith, 51. By the way, Shelley Wright's 42. Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is 51. Nancy Cartwright.
Oh, that's she's on The Simpsons.
She's Bart Simpson,
yeah.
55 today. Taffy Danoff, 68.
And we're at work. Who's Kat? Taffy Danoff.
See, I was going to pull this one because I thought you may know that one.
Yeah, well, and you should pull Taffy after all. Thank you. Okay.
Afternoon Delight. Lead singer from the Starland Vocal Band.
Of course. And if you could name any of the other three members of that group.
I thought maybe you might know.
No.
Will Ferrell? Yeah. What? I don't know.
John Anderson, the only lead singer for Yes That Matters, 68.
Right.
James Carville.
Oh, yeah. Hey, he's got a forehead that goes all the way to the back of his neck.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He is 68 today. Helen Reddy, 71.
Mm-hmm.
Marion Ross, Mrs. C.
Yeah.
84 years old. I have a friend that has met her a couple times, and apparently she is like the neatest lady in the world.
All right, there you go.
And finally, Bobby Knight, 72 years old today.
Chair thrower. Pleasant man. Always a pleasant man to be around. All right, there you go. It's 619. Yeah, that's going well. Wow, it says it's playing.
It's Karma Radio. Okay, yeah. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
In this story, the first of probably many others, may well be that the Reuters report that it was the White House Situation Room got the emails from the intelligence community while this attack was underway. Now that blows to smithereens, into thousands of pieces, the lies that Obama, his White House press secretary, and others advanced the days after this attack. Now, there's no evidence to back up claims by others that this was pre-planned or premeditated, quote unquote. It sure as hell was. And the White House Situation Room had information that, in fact, provided it was.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in a donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
As summer fades, fall is the perfect time to give thanks and enjoy a community gathering. Join Central Baptist Church for one of the most anticipated events of the fall on Sunday, October 28th, from 5 to 7 p.m. for their annual Fall Festival. Central Baptist Church hosts an evening of amazing fun for the whole family. Games, inflatables, candy, food, activities, and all the fun you can have for free. For more information, visit cbc.org or call 776-9977. Come join Central Baptist Church Sunday, October 28th, from 5 to 7 p.m. for their annual Fall Festival.
Legal action against a banking giant. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The government is suing Bank of America for at least $1 billion in damages. The lawsuit charges that B of A's countrywide financial unit caused huge losses for taxpayers when it sold thousands of toxic mortgage loans to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It is alleged that Countrywide deliberately misrepresented the quality of the loans. Microsoft hopes to grab some attention from techies today. CEO Steve Ballmer is expected to speak in New York when the software giant takes the wraps off the new Windows 8 operating system. The OS has undergone a dramatic overhaul, and Microsoft has a lot riding on its success. Best Buy issued a profit warning after the markets closed yesterday, saying third quarter numbers will come in significantly below those from the prior third quarter. FedEx Express is making a big move to increase its presence in China. The company will build a cargo center in Shanghai. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
IBM System X x86 servers and a midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
In the past year, Rock Center with Brian Williams has brought you stories no one else could.
On Rock Center.
A different side of Justin Bieber.
I just want to prove people wrong.
The founder of Facebook, finally sharing.
We are making billions.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
The Sandusky interview that shocked America.
I am innocent.
At the center of power.
Investigation.
Controversy. At the center of it all. The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams at 10, 9 Central, Thursdays on NBC.
Howdy, this is DJ Capener, president of the Bryan Firefighters Association.
Our firefighters are proud to overwhelmingly endorse Chuck Condorla, Art Hughes, and Greg Owens in their Bryan City Council races. During their previous years on council, Chuck and Art have fought tirelessly to support your public safety officials. This year, after interviewing both candidates in the single-member District 3 race, we believe Greg is the best choice. Please join the Bryan Firefighters Association in voting for Greg Owens, Art Hughes, and Chuck Condorla for Bryan City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Greg Owens campaign.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com. Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 625, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, you know, we thought that the lousy weather was going to spoil the weekend, but apparently that's not going to be the case, so that's good. Look for a high temperature today of about 87 degrees once again. Winds out of the southwest. And then what's going to happen is a 40% chance of rain tonight, really mainly early morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that. Then that's when the wind shift is going to happen. Winds will come out of the north at 15 to 20, gusts up to 25 miles an hour tonight. And then tomorrow, winds up again about 25 miles an hour, 30% chance of showers and a high of only 62, and it won't feel like 62. Then Friday night, 46 is our low. Saturday looks really, really nice. Sunny skies and a high temperature of about 64, north winds at 10. Chilly again on Saturday night at 43. And then right around 70 on Sunday and Monday. Doesn't say anything about the wind direction, but that should be pretty pleasant. So maybe a little bit stormy tonight, but after that, looks like it's going to clear out of here, and the weekend should be spared. And currently, we're looking at 74 degrees.
Millions of Americans are deep in debt, and they're not really sure how they got there, let alone how to get out. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Guys, if you haven't tried Entramax, the natural male enhancement supplement for on-demand performance in the bedroom, here's your chance to see what everyone is talking about. In celebration of 10 million doses, we're giving away 1 million bottles. Entramax was developed and perfected by specialists with over 40 years' experience in creating natural products that target pharmaceutical results without the side effects. Entramax works the first time, every time, for explosive, fast-action results in the bedroom. This is the product that drug companies don't want you to know about, but we do. That's why we're giving away 1 million bottles. Try Entramax for a few weeks and we'll deliver the best sex of your life, guaranteed. Take your performance to the next level. Call now to see how you can get a free bottle of doctor-recommended Entramax. This is a limited-time offer, so call 800-644-1262. That's 800-644-1262. Guys, when she's ready, be ready with Entramax. Call 800-644-1262. That's 800-644-1262.
We have a personal debt problem in this country.
The most interesting stat is really that the average credit card debt per household is $16,000, with 40% of low and middle income households relying on credit cards to meet their basic day-to-day needs.
Joanne Nagler, author of the book The Debt-Free Spending Plan, says there are reasons for this.
Healthcare and housing is significantly more expensive for us than it was for our parents. But I also think there's a sense of entitlement that we've grown up with credit cards. You know, it's sort of a board game. You know, we figure, we front ourselves cash and then we pay it back.
But often that payback never happens. Getting out of debt isn't easy or quick, and Joanne says you have to be careful not to try to fix the problem all at once.
If you gouge your living expenses to pay down your debt, you're not going to have enough to live. You're going to want to rebel. You're going to need, you have needs. It's realistic.
For instance, when Joanne was setting up her cash-only spending plan for her household, it was still important for her husband to go out to dinner.
So what we knew was that we had to account for some money to go out to dinner so we didn't feel deprived. So if you ask somebody who owes $58,000 to never go out to dinner until they pay off their credit cards, you're going to feel deprived. So you have to find a way to make sure you're funding some things that are meaningful to you and you make the management of it simple and easy on the soul.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A teenager at home yesterday afternoon discovered a garage fire. Bart Humphreys with the College Station Fire Department says the teen called 911 and got outside.
He was treated on the scene for minor smoke inhalation, but he was not transported to the hospital.
Humphreys says the fire spread from the garage into the attic. There was enough damage to displace the family of four living on Fincastle Loop in the Shenandoah subdivision of South College Station. A College Station man is accused of killing a Bryan man last weekend. Bryan police have released no details of what might have led 23-year-old Marcus Watson Jr. to shoot 19-year-old Trevor Williams last Sunday. Watson was already in jail on a drug charge that BPD says is unrelated to Williams' death. Watson's bond was set at $200,000. This week's Candidates Forum gave those running for Bryan City Council an opportunity to speak on a variety of local issues.
Among the questions posed to Craig Regan and Art Hughes seeking the single-member District 5 seat is how to increase housing. Hughes says more jobs will generate more rooftops.
Sometimes it's the cart before the horse because in normal times, rooftops bring commercial development. In a situation like ours, first of all, you have to provide jobs.
Regan says promoting Bryan schools will draw more families to town.
I can tell you as a parent, we chose Bryan because we enjoy our schools. I think that they can do so much better. I think people expect that. When they put their kid on a bus at 6 a.m., that's not just them being in some town. They're investing their time. They're investing getting up at 5 o'clock. Because they want their child to go to a certain school.
Online at WTAW.com are comments from all those running for the Bryan School Board and City Council contested races. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan Police Department has sent out another scam alert. Officer Kelly McKeithen says BTU customers have received calls from someone saying they have an outstanding balance. The customers are told to buy a prepaid debit card, then call a number that isn't BTU to make a payment.
If someone calls you from BTU, the number that shows up on caller ID should be 979-821-5700. And they're only going to call, they only call commercial customers between the hours of 8 and 5 on Monday through Friday. Residential customers do not ever receive a phone call saying that they have a balance due.
McKeithen says to call BTU to confirm whether you have a past balance before making the payment. Another hospital could be coming to College Station. There is a land sale pending between College Station Medical Center and Southwood Park. At Thursday's City Council meeting, the governing body has been asked to spend $300,000 towards the design and building an extension of Norman Drive. Randall High with the city's planning office says the construction timeline depends on those and other factors.
A specific date hasn't been determined yet. We're still in negotiations with the potential hospital developer. So once those things get finalized, then we'd probably be able to share a little bit more information of what kind of time frame we're looking at. But it'd be safe to say that within the next 2 years, the facility would be complete.
The $10 million specialized health hospital built next to the Med is supposed to create 200 full-time equivalent jobs with an annual payroll of more than $7 million. It's the first project since the council created a new medical land use district 2 weeks ago. 6 weeks ago in South College Station, a train struck a car stuck on the tracks. This week, the driver of the car was arrested for not first contacting police and the railroad.
She drove off the road and tried to basically make her own roadway. She was reckless in her driving, and she obstructed it because of her recklessness. And that was the reason. That's what causes it to be an offense.
Officer Rhonda Seaton says Rock Prairie Road was blocked for more than 2 hours after the train struck the car in the area of Old Welburn and Graham Road. 22-year-old Lauren May of College Station is out of jail after posting bond. WTAW News Time is 6:34 at 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Linda and I would like to thank the Brazos Valley for voting Texas Trading Post's best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
You know, when we talk about Intercon, we mentioned that there's not any high pressure. Well, the reason we do that, quite honestly, because there are a lot of people who get into the window business, and high pressure is what it's all about. You've got to sign by, it's 40% off, but you've got to sign by today. They put pressure on you. You don't feel good about that. You don't feel comfortable about that. Day one, Intercon's plan has been to give you a good window at a fair price, give you the estimate, and then let you make the decision. Because, you know, there can be a lot of conditions having to do with that. You may need to do it in stages. You may just have to decide if you're going to pull the trigger on it or not. And they understand that at Intercon, again, because they are a local company. The Bairds are local. The folks who do the work for them are local. They don't go from town to town doing the work, which is what happens if you contract with a big box store. They bring guys in to do the work, and they're often gone to someplace else the next week. They live here. They work here. They want to make sure you're a satisfied customer here. So if your windows are energy inefficient or you think they might be, give them a call at Intercon. They'll be glad to come out and check them out and then give you an estimate on repair and or replacement. 823-3639, that's Intercon.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. 2Video is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information and maybe samples of businesses. You can get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Rather warm across the area again today, but as we head through today, it's going to have a tendency to start to change, especially later tonight. Some cooler weather will start to move in, and that hangs around through the weekend. Clouds, they may give way to some sun by late today. Highs 85 to 90. Clouds tonight, chance of a shower or a thunderstorm 60. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tomorrow 65 to 70. It'll be turning sunny on Saturday. Highs 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They lead the league in just about every category offensively there is.
That's Gene Chizik. He's impressed with the Aggies. We'll find out more coming up here in just a little bit. Aggies are playing their season finale at home against Missouri, and we'll get you caught up with that. And a snoozer for the start of the World Series, unless your name is Pablo.
Yeah.
We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
So now, you know, and I don't know why they do this. From time to time, the NFL teams will wear their retro uniforms.
I think that's cool.
Well, they do that.
Baseball teams do that, too.
They do that for revenue because people go out and buy the new jerseys.
Oh, is that what it is? They can buy New Jersey? What? Oh, never mind.
But would you really want to?
Yeah.
Hey, it is the Garden State.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, the 1934 throwback Steelers bumblebee uniforms, basically the ugliest of all ugly uniforms, will be used this weekend.
I don't know. Have you seen the Astros rainbow uniforms?
I like those.
I like it, except that the number is like right at their crotch.
Yeah.
So you have to look down there.
It's interesting because that became kind of the style to do that rainbow thing.
Yep.
And actually, North Carolina's baseball team did that, and their color is blue. And so it looked pretty neat in blue because it was stripes of different shades of blue.
That was cool.
Yeah, and it finished up, you know, with the Columbia blue that you know, the North Carolina Columbia blue thing. So that looked all right. But orange is just pretty much a difficult color to put together with anything else and not make it just stand out.
The worst uniform, however, is the one that Green Bay wears, their throwback uniforms.
Well, again, I think they all look a whole lot alike. They're just, you know, pretty ugly.
There's this vomit brown and yellow.
Yeah. And well, again, they probably did that because that's, you know, whoever the guy was who's making the uniforms had a lot of that material left. I mean, it wasn't like team colors were important back
then. They were
then.
Meat packers, and it was like, hey, yeah. Brown is meat, we'll do
that's
that.
That's right. Hey, dead, you know, dried blood looks like that. So,
ooh.
All right, so Clint Eastwood has done a new TV commercial.
Yep.
No chair involved.
Nope.
It's for Mitt Romney, and he shows up on camera for about 3 or 4 seconds, and that's it. And,
you know, he talks like this now.
And but that's who it is if you happen to see it. Chris Matthews claims that if he decided to run for the Senate, that he could have been a star in the Democratic Party.
Oh, my God.
Once again, that
gives a tingle down my leg.
That's right. That was Chris Matthews telling us about Chris Matthews. Probably be better if somebody else had said that. There might be a little more authenticity to it. But, you know, Chris wanted to tell us what Chris would be like had Chris been a senator. So Chris did that for us.
Chris is a dork.
Yeah, he is. All right. So Donald Trump's big bombshell.
Oh, that was so stupid.
You know, at some point you just feel like you've been had one more time.
Yeah.
But you know what? People keep giving this guy, you know, they keep giving him a platform.
Yep.
And he goes out there and does it. So in case you missed it, the big announcement released on YouTube amounted to nothing more than Trump offering to give $5 million to the charity of the President's Choice, Inner City Children in Chicago. Trump helpfully suggested in return for the president releasing all of his college records and applications and passport records and applications. Well, what's interesting is some of the first people to really get after Trump were the pundits on the right. Michelle Malkin said that Donald Trump is a clown and not a friend of conservatism. Roger Simon, who writes for Politico, said on Facebook, quote, I bet I could find 1 million Americans who donate $5 each to see Mitt Romney's back tax returns, end quote, which is probably right.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, there's Trump being Trump. What? Hello?
Yeah, just think how many charities out there are calling all of their friends and saying, send the president a note. We want to be his favorite charity. Yeah. Please release them.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, he could.
Not bad.
Yeah, be all right. So anyway, that's what that. Oh, and the other surprise. Now, yesterday, Gloria Allred, who's kind of a cockroach, you know. One of those, it's not what you eat, it's what you fall in and screw up, you know.
What?
No, that's Daryl Royal. Daryl Royal.
Yes, it is.
He's the one who's attributed with that quote.
Daryl K. Royal.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Well, is it wrong?
Absolutely,
I mean, think about
not.
It.
When you're describing a human being.
Yeah, well.
She's not much of one.
No, she's not. She's an attorney to begin with. And,
okay.
I didn't say that part. You did.
That's right. Anyway, she supposedly had another surprise about Mitt Romney because he testified in the divorce case between Tom and Maureen Stemberg, and Tom is the founder of Staples, which is one of the companies that, you know, Romney always talks about Bain Capital having done a really good job of saving them. Anyhow, she supposedly has these, there's this stuff that's sealed in the divorce proceedings, which is, you know, not necessarily unusual, but Gloria Allred out there with Tom's ex saying, let's go ahead and just release these things that Mitt Romney said in open court. And Romney's attorney's going, yeah, whatever, go ahead. That's fine. So there's nothing to it. So
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the two surprises were really not surprises at all.
Hey, I stumbled across something that I think is kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
Go to obamasbudget.com. It's not a pay site.
Uh-huh. Okay, it's free. All right.
Well, if you did that yesterday, it brought up an error message on Google that was, oops, sorry, you know, no such site.
Cool. All right.
Which I thought was funny.
Yeah, well. It's like when you do, you Google in French military victories. It says, do you mean French military defeats?
Nonetheless, one of our friends here at the radio station bought it.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, we're sorry, that document could not be found, and it's a 404 error. Now,
oh,
when
very
you
good.
Load that
oh,
page.
Excellent. There you go. Just in time for the election.
It's funny.
Yeah. Hey, and another, I don't know, surprise that got some attention yesterday. was, you know, apparently the healthy glow that comes from the Republican presidential nominee comes out of a can. That's right. Mitt Romney spray tans.
Really?
Yes, according to a knowledgeable source.
At least he's not going to get cancer.
That's true. This solves a long-running mystery of the campaign.
Remember, he said he liked Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of that on Jersey Shore.
They do. Well, yeah. The thing is, they said if you'll look, they said, for instance, when he appeared at the forum on the Spanish language station Univision, he was especially dark that time,
well,
they said. And if you compare his ears to his face, they're not the same.
To be honest, I feel Obama would look better with a spray tan. I do.
To cover his freckles, it wouldn't make his ears any smaller. I'm not sure. Well, really? Okay. Well, that's pretty. How do you tan a black guy?
He doesn't look. But to me, he's always looked really pale.
Oh, he.
For a black guy. He does.
Okay.
Let's be honest.
He doesn't have a healthy glow, is that
no, he's
it?
He's just kind of ashy.
Well, okay. Well, there you are. That's good enough. Then let's see what... And so as a result, you know, his ears are lighter than his face. Now, in his defense, Romney pays for the cosmetic treatments himself, which probably makes it easier for the campaign to just deny the report, but the spray tan experts say... It is most definitely true. So there you go. He's spray tan. So should we elect somebody who spray tans? Yeah, it'd be all right. Now,
in this day and age, I'm guessing most of them doing some form or fashion.
I'm going to say if that's all there is to it, then, you know, shades of orange. And then this is probably something the president didn't like necessarily. His former national security advisor, James Jones, told Charlie Rose, people don't watch him, but he's still on TV, on PBS this week, that the president administration's policies really haven't achieved very much in the Middle East. So for all the, the chest beating, the thumping that the president has done about what he has done to build relations in the Middle East, this guy says, well, really not so much. And since he's in foreign relations, I guess he might have known about that.
There you go.
There at 6:46.
Bavisma's biannual household hazardous waste and computer collection event is nearly here. The date is set for October 27th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. The residents of Brazos Valley will be able to dispose of their household hazardous waste free of charge. The event can be accessed off Harvey Road going east of Highway 6. Take the first left after Veterans Park. There will be no entry allowed from University Drive. For more information, call the HHW hotline at 979-764-4444. 3809. Visit the website at bvswma.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 27th, it's sprigging and seeding Bermuda grass. Selection, timing, and management all have an impact on success. Learn about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatballs tried to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatballs is smart dogs. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Like a new F-150 crew cab from Team Ford for $10,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Ford F-250 for $11,000 off. Plus, only at Team Ford, every new vehicle comes with a free lifetime warranty. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
If you've spent a lot of time around College Station in your days, you're probably going to love this report. Most nurserymen refer to the plants we're going to be listing as purple, but they're actually closer to being maroon. A passion for, and we'll call them purples, right after this important message. It's your last chance to save the maximum on my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. For 30 years now, I've been publishing an annual gardening calendar with monthly tips of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's a huge amount of information. I've worked really hard to make this the best calendar ever. It's going to be beautiful. But our pre-production offer is wrapping up. I'm about ready to turn it all over to the printer. Save 38% on the calendar with more than 10,000 words. telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. Save 38% by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to the award-winning Neil Sprays Gardens magazine. All of it written just for Texas. Just $36.95 and $3 postage for the calendar. The price will never come back to $36.95 again. You must call right away. 1-800-752-GROW. Satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-4769. When it comes to purple or maroon plants, Forest Pansy Redbud is one of our finest options. It does well in sun or part sun, and its new growth in the spring is deep, rich purple maroon. The color holds better in some afternoon shade. In full sun, the leaves will shift into more of a deep burgundy green shade once it begins to turn hot in early July. Forest Pansy's flowers are deep burgundy, a perfect complement to the emerging spring foliage. It's beautiful. The tree's growth resembles that of any other redbud. That is, it's rounded to spreading 25 feet tall and 25 or 30 feet wide. Japanese maples are outstanding landscaping trees as long as you know their needs and expectations. They're native to cool, moist parts of Japan. As such, they're not especially pleased with our hot and dry Texas summers. Luckily, however, gardeners before us discovered that Japanese maples would actually do very well in Texas as long as they're grown in moist, shaded environments. They're the ideal understory trees, that is, trees that are used to growing beneath the canopy of larger shade trees, dogwoods and redbuds, and our native Mexican plums are also in that camp. If you decide that you need a Japanese maple in your life, you'll find many choices in Texas garden centers. Some of them do have purple foliage, and they hold well as long as they're in the shade. There are several hundred selections. They range in height from just a few feet to 20 feet tall. Purple plums don't rate as highly as the two trees we started with. In fact, their life expectancies in Texas gardens probably averages maybe 5 or 6 years. They're notoriously weakly rooted, and they're subject to both peach tree borers and cotton root rot. Other than that, they're lovely purple trees, purple leaf plums. Probably not my choice, obviously. Purple smoke tree is actually a large shrub that grows to 10 to 15 feet tall and wide. It's about the same size as the tree form Yaupon holly. The new spring growth is an attractive reddish purple, and in late spring the plants are topped by wispy purple tan floral sprays that look like drifts of smoke from a distance, hence the name smoke tree. Purple leaf plants are compelling in the nursery, and they can be just as appealing once you get them home. Loropetalums are certainly in that category as well. These are the fringe flowers that are so common across Texas. You'll see purple also in nandinas. They're wonderful plants. Now, just remember that these are dominant colors, and boy, they draw a lot of attention. So you may want to use a lot of dark greens around them just so you don't make your landscaping distracting. I'm Neil Sperry. It's prime time for Persimmon. We'll talk about them in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:51. A&M rolls into Auburn this weekend to take on the 1-6 Tigers. Head coach Gene Chizik is impressed with the Aggie football team.
It's going to be a great challenge for us. You know, obviously, this is a very, very good football team. They've lost two football games against two top five teams, and those are the two games that they've lost. So they're very good. They're playing with a lot of confidence. Played a close game against LSU last week. As everybody knows, very explosive offensively. And so we got our challenges there with containing their quarterback and their running game. And, you know, they lead the league in just about every category offensively there is. They're at least one or two probably in just about all the most important categories. Defensively, again, they're very aggressive. They have an elaborate scheme defensively that allows them to be very productive in terms of negative plays. So we got our work cut out for us, but we're looking forward to the challenge.
Kickoff is set for 6 and all the action wire to wire right here on 1620 WTAW. Turning now to Major League Baseball, and Pablo Sandoval went off last night.
Into center.
Only the fourth player to homer three times in a World Series game as San Francisco popped Detroit 8-3 in the opener of the Fall Classic. Turning out to Aggie soccer, the number 13 team in the country, the Aggies take on a familiar foe in their regular season finale. Here's Coach G on the Aggies and Missouri Tigers game.
Well, obviously we want to finish up strong, especially since it's against an old rival in Missouri.
And I think last weekend we saw a little bit of what the grind of a 13-game SEC schedule with no rest can do. The game on Sunday was, even though we won it, was really high on the ugly meter. And it became beautiful because we won in double overtime. Kids are tired, and kids on all the teams are tired.
The Aggies own a 13-5-1 advantage in the all-time series between A&M and Missouri. A win over Missouri and a loss by Florida at South Carolina would give the Texas A&M team an outright SEC overall championship and the number one seed at next week's SEC tournament. Texas A&M men's swimming and diving team has been ranked number 21 in the initial College Swimming Coaches Association of American Division I team ranking of 2012-2013. The Aggies were one of eight teams, from the SEC to be ranked joining the Aggies in the top 25 from the SEC: Florida, Auburn, Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama, LSU, and Tennessee. Labor negotiations not going well for the NHL. Gary Bettman says, quote, "Unfortunately, it looks like an 82-game season is not going to be a reality this year." That's a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I am amazed that there have been seven other players that have hit three home runs in one World Series game. Is that right?
Four.
Oh, there are four others?
Yeah.
I thought there were eight. Okay.
Just the fourth player.
Well, still, that's a lot, I think.
Well,
I mean,
Reggie did it.
Yeah, we knew that. And I was trying to look it up, and I guess it's probably out there somewhere. If there's something like the internet, you could look that kind of stuff
I
up
bet
on. But
Babe probably did it.
But I don't know. Statistically, just to hit three home runs in a game is pretty unusual. And then for it to happen in the World Series, I would think that would make a difference, because that's seven games.
If you think about how long they've been playing,
that
it's only happened four times.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I'm looking at it, I'm thinking that's a really high number. I would have thought that maybe it's only happened like a couple of times. But still, nonetheless, there we go. That's an amazing thing, and this is just game one. Who knows?
I think
he may.
I think San Francisco's too hot to handle right now.
There may be a new Mr. October by the time it's over with. All right, it's about 5 till.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. They convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes. 2Video is a local company, and you can find them online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Hey, Acme Glass has been around since 1946, meaning when you need glass or you want glass, Acme Glass is there to help you out. Can be for your business, can be for a piece of equipment. You know, that's probably how things started, because there are pieces of equipment, obviously, you can't bring to town. They have to be fixed in the field, and Acme Glass has been doing that for a long, long time. Well, now they do that for almost any job, any situation. You give them a call, and Acme Glass can come to you to do that glass installation, because sometimes that's just the most convenient thing to do, and it's all about convenience when it comes to Acme Glass and making sure that that glass is replaced quickly and efficiently, because when you do glass replacement, there's safety concerns possibly and security concerns as well, so they want to respond to you. Now, as we mentioned, for your business, could be that you need a piece of glass replaced because of an accident or some other situation. They'll respond quickly there, too. And, of course, the same thing is true in your house. Now, if speaking of your house, if you're going to be doing some remodeling, you're going to be doing a building, remember that the experts at Acme Glass can show you work that they've done around the Brazos Valley, and you can pick and choose from some of the ideas that they've done right here in the Brazos Valley. You know, when it comes to remodeling, kind of the first place that people look to do some remodeling work is in their bathroom, and they'll be more than happy to help you out with that. So stop in and see them. Two locations in downtown Bryan on Main Street and College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. It's Acme Glass. So I looked up four home runs in a game, not World Series, but four home runs in a game. And, you know, Josh Hamilton did that this year, as a matter of fact, the Texas Rangers.
Yes, he did.
And
it's pretty impressive.
Two, four, six players have done that in the American League, and I don't know, about eight or nine players have done it in the National League. But I had not yet been able to come up with the World Series to see who the people were. Ah, here we go, postseason.
Did you know that the multiple home run games usually happen on humid days and were outdoors?
Okay. And where did we play last night? Was that was in San Francisco?
That was in San Fran.
I don't know. It's not humid in San Francisco very often.
Well, it's right there by the water. Yeah, there's got to be some moisture.
There certainly is. Let's see. Yeah, World Series. I don't know.
You're looking at that, yeah. ESPN had 58 writers trying to pick who was going to be in
business for 30 years called Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. All right, up to about 87 today. Then the change comes tonight. Winds will shift around out of the north. We've got a 40% chance of showers and north winds up to about 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow high is only 62. It'll be 46 on Friday night. 74 now. It's 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Hurricane Sandy is hitting Cuba after lashing Jamaica, then it could target the U.S.
A potential catastrophic storm.
Why? Fox meteorologist Janice Dean says
this storm is going to be absorbed by a cold front and backtrack in towards the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast,
potentially producing a lot of rain and flooding, maybe even heavy snow later, early next week, potentially. He slept on Air Force One after a late-night stop in Las Vegas.
We've come too far to go back now.
President Obama now ready to rally in Florida, right where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is, live in Tampa.
And after a day of seizing on the phrase Romnesia, linking it to being able to trust who you vote for, the president just might be changing tactics today. Last night on The Tonight Show, he expressed outrage at pro-life Indiana Senate candidate Richard Murdoch's comments about rape and pregnancy. And the campaign's put out a tough new web ad quoting VOP VP nominee Paul Ryan is saying basically the same thing, Dave.
Rich, as the president hits four states today, Mitt Romney's all about Ohio. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern traveling with the Republican live in Cincinnati.
Everywhere he's been, Mitt Romney's been greeted with loud, enthusiastic crowds after a late evening rally at Cedar Rapids, Iowa airport. The campaign now hops on a bus for a day-long three-stop tour of Ohio. A concert-style rally in defiance will cap the night off. That town, which the Republican ticket carried by a wide margin 4 years ago, was home to a GM plant, Dave.
Jared, a giant comes up big at the World Series. Fox News Radio's Ron Flatter live in San Francisco.
Pablo Sandoval with three home runs in the Giants' 8-3 victory over Detroit.
Pablo just had a huge night for us, and he's been playing great ball for a while now.
Manager Bruce Bochy, Sandoval's feat has been done in the World Series only by Babe Ruth twice, Reggie Jackson, and last year by Albert Pujols, Dave.
And Ron, game two is tonight. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Gold Rush, Discovery's number one series, returns to Friday.
Smells like gold.
This season,
where is the goal?
Someone
we don't give up that easily
will hit the mother lode. And you could get rich too. Go to goldrushgiveaway.com right now to register. Then watch for a special code on premiere night with your chance to win $100,000 worth of gold.
Not into it.
For official rules and details, go to goldrushgiveaway.com. It's all part of Gold Rush Premiere Night, Friday, October 26th at 9, 8 central, only on Discovery.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
According to the calendar, October brings cooler weather, but this is Texas, so not so fast, my friends. Once again, it's Rattlers to the Rescue with specials on food and beverages. New, fresh brewed tea, only 49 cents, any size. Or grab a quick lunch with a hot dog and any size fountain drink for just $1.49. Add a six-pack of Coke products to your list for only $1.99, and take home 12 packs of Budweiser, Miller, or Coors family of products where applicable for only $10.99. Rattlers, clean, friendly, Texan.
Watching the game with friends? Know when to pass up that drink or pass off your keys. A message from TxDOT.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
All right, here you go. It starts today at RV Station. They are liquidating everything. It's the largest inventory reduction sale in the history of RV Station. So your chance to do this, it's today through the 27th. Massive savings during this 72-hour sale. Doesn't matter what you're looking for, whether it's a towable camper, toy hauler, fifth wheels, you can save thousands. And not just new, as a matter of fact. You can save up to 50% off MSRP on select pre-owned units as well. Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, Avalanche, and lots of other names as well. You can shop them on the internet at rvstationonline.com. Obviously, go out to the lot at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. They'll have bankers on hand and millions to lend, rates as low as 3.99 APR with approved credit. So check out the prices again online at rvstationonline.com. And then come see them at the lot at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway. It's the savings event in the largest inventory liquidation sale ever at RV Station. It starts today and goes through the 27th.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
WTW News Time is 7:06. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Bryan police have announced an arrest in the Sunday night shooting death of Trevor Williams. 23-year-old Marcus Watson Jr. of College Station is held in the Brazos County Jail on a murder charge. BPD has released no details about what led to Watson's arrest. Watson was already in jail on what Bryan police stated was an unrelated charge of manufacture or delivery of a controlled substance. Jail records indicate it was his seventh arrest since April of 2010. Watson's bond was set at $200,000. A South College Station family was displaced from their home due to a fire yesterday afternoon. The fire department's Bart Humphreys says one teenager was at home on Fincastle Loop in the Shenandoah subdivision.
He was inside the house, thought he saw smoke in the garage, opened the door, and there was smoke and fire. And that's when he got on the phone, called 911, and exited the building, which is the right thing to do.
Humphreys says the teen was treated at the scene for a minor smoke inhalation. The fire spread from the garage into the attic. College Station police made an arrest this week from a mid-September train wreck. 22-year-old Lauren May of College Station is accused of calling two friends before contacting police or the railroad. Officer Rhonda Seaton says May's car had left the pavement in the area of Old Welburn and Graham Road and was stuck on the tracks.
Defendant was given some field sobriety tests that evening, and at that time, she was arrested for public intoxication. You know, the officers got there quite a bit after she had been out of her vehicle. Case was assigned for follow-up. Union Pacific did indicate to the officer that they did want to press charges on the obstructing a railway case.
Seaton says after the car was struck, the train blocked Rock Prairie Road for more than 2 hours. One of the three contested races in this year's Bryan City Council election involves someone seeking re-election.
Representing Bryan's West Side, incumbent Art Hughes is opposed by Craig Regan. At this week's candidates forum, both supported a city ethics policy. Regan compared it to when he was in the service.
If nothing else, it's a statement of our beliefs. It's a statement of our tradition as a city.
you can talk a lot about values, but until you set them in stone and you say, this is who we are and this is who we want to be, and you give people a goal to shoot for every time that they do business in this city, I think that is important.
Hughes has been involved in developing an ethics policy.
We actually do have the remnants of an ethics policy, but my focus on what an ethics policy is for is not a hammer over somebody's head.
You can hear more from all those running in the city council and Bryan school board contested races online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be on the alert for another scam. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says the electric company has been getting reports from customers.
The customers are being advised to go to Walgreens or to other stores and put money on, it's called a green dot card or a money pack card, which is similar to like a Visa debit card, and then call back at this number, a phone number that is given to them, and make a payment.
BTU does not call residential customers asking for payment and only calls commercial customers weekdays during business hours. McKeithen says if you question the validity of a call, contact the utility for confirmation. 2 weeks after the College Station City Council established a medical district comes a proposal for a $10 million specialized hospital. Randall High with the city's planning office says there is a proposed land sale to build between College Station Medical Center and Southwood Park.
They would provide approximately 200 full-time equivalent jobs and make an approximate $10 million investment within the community on a site adjacent to the College Station Medical Center. This hospital would serve a need not only within the community, but within the region.
Thursday's council agenda includes a request to give developers $300,000 to help design and build a street extension for the facility adjacent to the Med. High says pending that agreement and finalizing the land sale, the hospital could open in 2 years. WTAW News Time is 7:10 at 72 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall, football, and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Bavisma's biannual Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event is nearly here. The date is set for October 27th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. The residents of Brazos Valley will be able to dispose of their household hazardous waste free of charge. The event can be accessed off Harvey Road going east of Highway 6. Take the first left after Veterans Park. There will be no entry allowed from University Drive. For more information, call the HHW hotline at 979-764-3809. Visit the website at bvswma.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. Here are the numbers.
We have a cold front dropping into Oklahoma this morning, and that cold front is going to bring us cooler weather for tomorrow and for the weekend. Clouds this morning, they may break up by late today. Highs 85 to 90. Mostly cloudy, the risk of a stray shower or thunderstorm tonight near 60. We certainly could use the rain. Clouds may be a shower, cooler tomorrow, highs 65 to 70. Partial clearing tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Sunny and 65 to 70 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A&M rolls into Auburn, and we'll get head coach Gene Chizik's thoughts on Tiger football against A&M. World Series action yesterday, a little crazy for Pablo Sandoval, and the Aggies are wrapping up their season today in soccer. We'll share all that with you here in about 40 minutes or so.
And so Fox News, obviously, I had a caller who called me and gave me the answer to the players who had done that, and another caller said, hey, you know, there's tough information to come by. We just had it on our news. I'd left the control room. I didn't hear it. But it's Babe Ruth, it's Babe Ruth twice, you know, and so you'd mentioned that. Reggie Jackson. See, now the one I thought you'd know was Albert Pujols last year against the—
I had completely forgotten
about
that.
Yeah, because back then, back when he could hit a baseball, he was playing for St. Louis.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Now, not so much.
He's just in a slump.
A slump.
It happens to everybody.
All season.
It's okay. He can slump in California all he wants.
Yeah, he's making a whole lot more money slumping out there. So, you know, there you go. And the thing is I guess the Astros will have to face him now since they're going to be in the American League. So, yeah. But for a while, they didn't have to. And I guess 1 year, so that's good. Anyway, but those were the other guys who did that before last night. So
I'm embarrassed. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
I know you.
I'm sorry,
Mr. St. Louis.
I'm sorry.
Fan. Top money winning dead celebrities later on this hour.
Oh, hey, great.
I mean, if you consider this, as you go to work today, there are people out there who are dead making more than you are.
Oh, now that is just not very positive in
the
morning.
Well, it's not, but I mean, you know, it is true.
It's like the emotional equivalent of talking about vomit.
That, very nice. So, Joe Biden at it again yesterday.
Are you talking about the flub?
Yep, here we go. Yeah, here we go.
I mean, literally. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the guy who's running all the ads here in Iowa saying that.
He was in Ohio.
Yep.
Can you bring it up a little bit?
No, I can't, as a matter of fact. I'm going to just be honest with you. What I'll do is I'll load it back up and we'll optimize it because we can do that with this computer so we can hear Joe do the flub again. The world's longest commercial flight has been canceled. Singapore Airlines announced yesterday that it will end its nonstop flight, think about this, between Singapore and Newark. I mean, the only thing bad about leaving Newark is you end up in Singapore. Oh, well, it could be the other way around.
It would probably be worse the other way.
This is a distance of 9,500 miles.
Nonstop?
Yep, nonstop. Airline found the only way to make the routes profitable was by configuring the airplane, which is one of those A340s, with 98 business class seats that went for about $8,000 round trip.
Holy cats!
Other airlines operate the same plane, but they use 250 seats in first business and economy. The flight from Newark to Singapore takes about 18 hours. Now, the trip from Los Angeles is about 1,500 miles shorter, but it takes 18 hours also because of the headwinds. The other flight goes up over the North Pole, and that's why it takes that long.
That's almost a buck a mile.
Yeah, yeah. The newest title now for longest flight will be that Qantas flight between Dallas and Sydney. 8,500 miles. The greatest distance between the flight that lasts the longest on Delta is the run between Johannesburg and Atlanta at 17 hours. Can you imagine being on an airplane for 17 hours?
I did 13 from here to Ireland.
Okay.
And I thought I was going to die.
Oh. I think I did about 15 from here to the UAE to India.
Yeah, that's a long time. Well, but did you get, you got, it was nonstop? No, you got to stop and stretch your legs.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
Man, 18 hours on an airplane like that.
Nothing feet like swell up.
Getting next to the squawking kid, that's always a fun thing. All right, so here we go. No winner in the Wednesday night lottery. So Saturday's drawing in Powerball, going to be $100 million. That's $64.2 million in cash. Never mind, it's played in 44 states, and your chances of winning are $175 million to $1. What the heck, if you don't buy a ticket, you can't win.
True.
Then there's the story of the South Carolina lottery official who said that a woman with an apparent faith in the U.S. Postal Service sent her $100,000 winning ticket to them in the mail.
Wow.
Mailed it there.
I saw this yesterday.
The official said rules allow winners to mail tickets worth $100,000 or less, but obviously the vast majority of the six-figure winners prefer to collect their winnings in person. Claim center workers said the woman decided to take a chance, you think, on the Postal Service rather than go that 150 miles
yep,
to drive it herself.
Too far to go.
Is she a hermit? Or?
I have no idea. Yeah, too much trouble.
Acrophobic?
Had other stuff to do. She was just busy, couldn't quite get there. Now, in another time, the first time that they put together the plates to make currency for U.S. America, the plates were not made in Washington, but they had to get them to the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, and they mailed them.
Can you imagine?
I remember seeing something about it. Yeah, no, I can't imagine.
They mailed the plates to print the currency of the country just in the U.S. mail. But again, that was a long time ago. All right, here you go. Orthodontist saying, you kids don't eat candy on Halloween. Yeah, right. Okay. Be sure and just eat apples and broccoli. That'll be good for you.
I saw something online about this, and if you've got a kid in the car, pull them away in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
Sneaky witch.
The sneaky witch.
A witch that will come by and steal your kid's candy.
Oh, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah.
So we get one more thing for your children to fear.
Well, okay. That steals the candy and replaces it with a toy.
Oh,
because the parents want to eat the candy.
It's called the switch witch.
Okay, I have not heard of that.
I just saw it online the other day, and so if the kid has a giant bag of candy that you don't want to deal with in the house, and you want to take it up to work and put it in your candy, whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This way, you replace it with something, so it's not as devastating for the kid.
So are we trying that at Shea O'Connor? Are we?
I don't get Casa de KO. I don't think so.
It ain't gonna happen, really.
No. Okay. I saw it online. I didn't mean I'm gonna try it.
I got you. Okay. Plus, you got to dump it out and go through it with her, right?
Yeah, I want some of the candy. Yeah.
Daddy will take this one, and you take this one.
If
and
there's
Daddy
Tootsie Rolls, I'm all over it.
Really?
Love Tootsie Rolls.
Really?
Yeah.
That Tootsie Roll you eat today, do you know when that was made? I mean, do you know what year that was made?
Well, you can barometer it by how hard it is. That's if they're soft,
it's
they're
like,
new.
It's like candy corn and Necco wafers. There's no way to know. It's really old.
I'm sure there's a date on the big package it came
from. Yeah, well, again. But, I mean, those little Tootsie Roll things.
If they're hard, I don't eat them. But if they're soft, they're new, and they're really great.
Man, I don't think so. Okay, well, that's all right. CNews reports that Frank Rose and another man broke into the beer store in Elliott Lake, Ontario on
cleverly
Tuesday night.
Named.
Yeah, and helped themselves to some cold ones. Cops said they did leave a trail behind, however. One of the suspects reportedly cut open his forearm during the break-in. So when officers arrived, they found blood and a trail on the sidewalk that followed them all the way to the apartment where the pair was having an impromptu beer party. Imagine that.
His blood was much thinner and flowed better. Say
yes,
Hi, I'm Lisa, and thanks to Robin Roberts, certified consulting hypnotist, I no longer smoke. I was a pack-a-day smoker for 16 years and tried everything to kick my habit. Patches, gum, you name it. I smoked my last cigarette on July 27th, 2009, as I was walking in to consult with Robin Roberts for the very first time. No longer am I spending $500 or more per month on cigarettes. Thanks, Robin Roberts.
What is it you want to improve in your life? Call me, Robin Roberts, certified consulting hypnotist at 739-7143 or visit robinrobertsch.com.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
All right, the time has come. It's time to sell your house. The only problem is, like many of us, you look around, a little paint needs to be touched up, a few repairs here, a few repairs there. Is your realtor going to help you identify the ones that are crucial, the ones that you really need to get done, and maybe the ones that aren't as important as you might think? When you go with Zweiker & Associates, that's what's going to happen. Not only that, they're going to help you get multiple bids. They're going to evaluate the merits of each bid. They're going to meet the contractors at the house. Yes, your realtor, Zweiker & Associates, will do that. They'll even oversee the work, and they'll help to keep the contractors on time and within budget. They offer the same service for repairs after the house is under contract. After the buyer does an inspection, they'll assist the seller in getting bids for the repairs if necessary and oversee the work. Zweiker & Associates does what it takes to make sure you get the most out of your investment. Find out more about what Zweiker & Associates can do for you. Go to ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com for Zweiker & Associates.
You know, we don't buy jewelry every day, most of us, and David Gardner's understands that, and they want to make sure that experience is just as nice as it can be because you're going in with the intent of really getting something that will be memorable for a special person, special occasion, or a combination of the two. So as a result, you know, David's been creating things for 30 years himself, but, you know, years ago he took on other designers as well so that you'd have lots of different choices. But still in all, even after all this time David still enjoys the process of making a piece of jewelry that'll be just for you. And in fact, if you go to his website, which is, oddly enough, davidgardnerjewelers.com, they actually take you through the process all the way from the design, where it's pencil and paper, show you how that's done. And, you know, it's neat. About a year ago, they kind of let us go in the back and go through the process of the jewelry, making the metal part of it, throwing the metal part of it, and then how you set the stone. And that's kind of a neat deal. But they can actually create the jewelry right there at David Gardner's. Now, of course, they have other designers as well, who are very popular. So if a David Gardner design is not exactly what you're looking for, remember that they've got lots of different wedding and engagement designers, but they also have Roberto Coin and David Yerman, Mickey Moto, if you like pearls, Hearts on Fire, Katie Decker does some Aggie stuff. So there are a lot of choices there, and remember, they're the authorized Rolex dealer here in the Brazos Valley, too. So lots of reasons for you to stop in and see them for that special time and special person. It's David Gardner's at 911 University Drive.
Aggie football season is here, and it's SEC time. There'll be folks from Florida, South Carolina, Arkansas, and LSU hitting town. Make the best impression possible by having the cleaning pros at Molly Maid take care of your home. Take as much time as you want to enjoy our first SEC season. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust, and we guarantee your satisfaction. Call us today at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
725 News Talk 1620 WTAW, your Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call to 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, really got to change because it's almost muggy out there right now. Humidity's high up at 91%. It's 74 degrees with the overcast skies. We'll get up to 87 before the end of the day, and then the change takes place. The wind's out of the southwest now. Then tonight, probably after 1 in the morning, they will shift around out of the north at 15 to 20, and we do have a 40% chance of rain. So tomorrow, chance of showers is just 30%, but our high's only going to be 62, and the winds will stay up. They'll be up as high as 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, chilly, 46 for our low. And then Saturday looks nice. Mostly sunny skies, 64 will be our high temperature, but 43 for the low temperature on Saturday night. And then around 70 as we look on towards Sunday and Monday. So looks good there. Anyway, right now we're looking at south winds at 8 miles an hour. Again, relative humidity at 91%, the overcast skies, and it's 74 out there.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
It is a literal free-for-all in California. In addition to the massive tax increase that Governor Jerry Brown and the unions are asking voters to pass, hundreds of other hands are outstretched trying to siphon more taxpayer money. Here's what Michael Coleman, fiscal policy advisor to the League of California Cities, told AP. Said there are over 230 measures for local taxes, bonds, and fees that voters will have to wade through on the ballot. And of those, more than 100 were put on the ballot by school districts and community colleges looking to pass bond measures. The others are from schools or local governments wanting to spend more tax dollars. Now, with all these greedy little spenders reaching out to snatch what they can, Governor Moonbeam has competition for his own tax measure. So he's turned to his most trusted union buddies. Brown told teachers that to protect their classrooms, he needs them all to help him in a difficult campaign. He then sent them off to man phone banks and canvas districts, trolling for gullible taxpayers willing to give him more money to waste. This California situation is a perfect teachable moment. We see an election ballot with 230 proposals for tax increases, a state near bankruptcy, several cities already bankrupt, billions in unfunded pension liabilities for government workers on the books. And what are those government workers doing? Demanding more, always more, forever more. It's never enough. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Liberalism 101.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620. Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-788-0028. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-788-0028. That's 1-800-788-0028.
Howdy, this is Chuck Conderla, currently serving on Bryan City Council and running for re-election in the citywide race this year. In my time on council, Bryan has seen greater investments in infrastructure and core services. We've paid for this with reduced spending, smart economic development, yielding more jobs locally, and a reduced tax rate. While my opponent served as mayor 4 decades ago, Bryan experienced lawsuits, retail business loss, and a crumbling downtown and infrastructure. Vote Chuck Conderla for Bryan's future.
Political ad paid for by the Conderla campaign. For more info, go to chuckforbryancouncil.com.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Doctors Eero, Riley, VZ, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A teenager at home yesterday afternoon discovered a garage fire. Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department says the teen called 911 and got outside.
He was treated on the scene for minor smoke inhalation, but he was not transported to the hospital.
Humphreys says the fire spread from the garage into the attic. There was enough damage to displace the family of four living on Fincastle Loop in the Shenandoah subdivision of South College Station. A College Station man is accused of killing a Bryan man last weekend. Bryan police have released no details of what might have led 23-year-old Marcus Watson Jr. to shoot 19-year-old Trevor Williams last Sunday. Watson was already in jail on a drug charge that BPD says is unrelated to Williams' death. Watson's bond was set at $200,000. This week's Candidates Forum gave those running for Bryan City Council an opportunity to speak on a variety of local issues.
Among the questions posed to Craig Regan and Art Hughes seeking the single-member District 5 seat is how to increase housing. Hughes says more jobs will generate more rooftops.
Sometimes it's the cart before the horse, because in normal times, rooftops bring commercial development. In a situation like ours, first of all, you have to provide jobs.
Regan says promoting Bryan schools will draw more families to town.
I can tell you as a parent, we chose Bryan because we enjoy our schools. I think that they can do so much better. I think people expect that. When they put their kid on a bus at 6 a.m., that's not just them being in some town. They're investing their time. They're investing getting up at 5 o'clock because they want their child to go to a certain school.
Online at WTAW.com are comments from all those running for the Bryan School Board and City Council contested races. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan Police Department has sent out another scam alert. Officer Kelly McKeithen says BTU customers have received calls from someone saying they have an outstanding balance. The customers are told to buy a prepaid debit card, then to call a number that isn't BTU to make the payment.
If someone calls you from BTU, the number that shows up on caller ID should be 979-821-5700. And they only call commercial customers between the hours of 8 and 5 on Monday through Friday. Residential customers do not ever receive a phone call saying that they have a balance due.
McKeithen says to call BTU to confirm whether you have a past balance before making the payment. Another hospital could be coming to College Station. There is a land sale pending between College Station Medical Center and Southwood Park. At Thursday's City Council meeting, the governing body has been asked to spend $300,000 towards the design and building an extension of Norman Drive. Randall High with the city's planning office says the construction timeline depends on those and other factors.
A specific date hasn't been determined yet. We're still in negotiations with the potential hospital developer. So once those things get finalized, then we'd probably be able to share a little bit more information of what kind of time frame we're looking at. But it'd be safe to say that within the next 2 years, the facility would be complete.
The $10 million specialized health hospital built next to the Med is supposed to create 200 full-time equivalent jobs with an annual payroll of more than $7 million. It's the first project since the council created a new medical land use district 2 weeks ago. 6 weeks ago in South College Station, a train struck a car stuck on the tracks. This week, the driver of the car was arrested for not first contacting police or the railroad.
She drove off the road and tried to basically make her own roadway. She was reckless in her driving, and she obstructed it because of her recklessness. And that was the reason. That's what causes it to be an offense.
Officer Rhonda Seaton says Rock Prairie Road was blocked for more than 2 hours after the train struck the car in the area of Old Welburn and Graham Road. 22-year-old Lauren May of College Station is out of jail after posting bond. WTAW News Time is 7:34 at 71 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
I've got a story I'd like to tell.
Broadway's jet-setting new musical, Catch Me If You Can, is a mile-high smash. New York Magazine calls it a spectacular spectacular that takes you through the night with flying colors.
I gotta tell my story live and in living color.
Live and living color. Bloomberg News says Catch Me If You Can delivers the goodies. The New York Times writes, this portrait of the con artist as a young man comes to ecstatic life.
Fingers too, when I stop hits.
The ball
and the mouse at the end of their wits.
Absolutely marvelous raves WOR Radio. And the Huffington Post says Catch Me delivers a genuine jolt of pleasure. Catch Me If You Can, the new Broadway musical based on the incredible true story. Book your seats today.
Presented by MSC Opus, October 29th and 30th. Great seats available. Call 845-1234.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:36, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Rather warm across the area again today, but as we head through today, it's going to have a tendency to start to change, especially later tonight. Some cooler weather will start to move in, and that hangs around through the weekend. Clouds, they make give way to some sun by late today, highs 85 to 90. Clouds tonight, chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, 60. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tomorrow, 65 to 70. It'll be turning sunny on Saturday, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Two, three.
In just about every category offensively there is.
Have to have it on before it works.
Oh, okay. Well, he doesn't want to talk anyway.
Gene Nohef with a 1-6. You're right. Gene Chizik's impressed with the Aggie offense. Pablo Sandoval went crazy last night, and Coach G gearing up for his last home game before the SECs. We'll get to all that and a whole lot more here in about 40 minutes with your sports.
I'm gonna guess that he may not be there next year. I mean,
just, unless something pretty remote. Well, I don't know. I mean, he has a national championship 2 years ago.
Yeah, like I said. Well,
top three recruiting class. There's always a hiccup. You never can tell.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. I just, he's under a little bit of pressure. So, if nothing else, we're always trying to help you be more intelligent sounding. Well, actually, we're trying to make ourselves sound more intelligent. So they
nope.
So they've apparently put together a list of words not to use to make you sound intelligent.
Like, really?
I bet one is on there.
You bet one is?
No, I meant...
Oh. All right, we'll do that in a minute. In the meantime, Donald Trump in the news yesterday about the $5 million thing if Obama would release his records for school. Well, it turns out that there was another Trump bombshell yesterday as well. The Trump Organization... there's this thing called Trump Place. You know what that is? It's one of the Donald Trump buildings there. So Trump Place has this management company who's doing the work. Well, the management company got fired yesterday. The management company that was managing Trump Place.
And it was somebody at Trump, I'm guessing?
It was the Trump Organization, as a matter of fact. Yes, as a matter of fact. Another Donald Trump holding fired one of his holdings because they were doing such a poor job of running one of his properties. So he fired himself? Is that how that works? Only Donald Trump would be able to fire himself. Here we go. These are words to not use, effective immediately. Just stop if you're using it. First is actually. See, we use actually to add an extra punch in a sentence, but we're only supposed to, actually? Everything before that was not really actually true, but it's actually.
See, I thought these were going to be stupid words that
no,
like irregardless, which is not a real word.
No. These are words that people use. Basically, you should only use it when you are trying to simplify something that is very complicated. Otherwise, it's just another word that people use incorrectly to add more punch. Then I love this one. Honestly.
That's one of my favorites too.
Okay, because
it's just 'cause you're never honest.
Well, that's the when somebody says honestly, that means that everything before that wasn't honest.
You've been lying the whole conversation up until this point.
This one, like.
So, like, what I'm saying is, like, there are some really important things in sports, and we like need to get to that soon.
Yeah, it's a thumb. It's a thunk word. You know, you use that because you're trying to come up with something rather than you do like. And literally. Literally is used way too much when what we're supposed to be saying is figuratively, because literally only applies to something that's 100% true. So there you go. Those are words that people use. See, you're quiet over there, Kat.
Me?
Yeah. I mean, you're not.
Well, why shouldn't I be?
You're not saying anything about any of these words. You know,
that feels like a jab.
No, not at all. No, I thought you'd be defending the English language here, or if you knew people who use these.
No, among the three of us, she's the one least likely to use those.
Any of those words. That's true. By the way, I forgot to ask you this the other day. After we got that picture of her in the dress that she made, shooting what I believe might be an automatic weapon, but. Anyway, it's a rifle that's got a clip on it.
Just
that's
throwing
all I'm
that
saying.
Out there.
Just saying that. And the picture of you with the hog that you dispatched.
with a shotgun.
Yeah. I mean, how do your friends in England feel about that? I mean, do they know about that side of you? Because, in England, it's stop or I'll blow my whistle, And there you are packing heat. So, I mean, have y'all had that discussion before?
It's a topic that only comes up when necessary.
When she walks in and she's got her, she's got her sidearm with her.
When she's a gun mall. Yeah.
Well, they say you're from Texas and that's the reason you do it.
Texas. Texas covers a lot of ills.
You know, right, honestly, I think the word literally is used out of context, like literally way too often.
Basically, you're right. Thank you.
That was like really silly.
It was very clever.
Appreciate you driving and calling at the same time. You have to be careful about that.
He had it on hands-free.
He did, as a matter of fact. That's
how can
true.
You tell?
Yeah.
The sound it makes.
Yeah, because he was kind of far away. Authorities in New Mexico say a man being released from jail, allegedly. Now we're going to do every L-Y word, right?
Did he yeah. literally do
yeah,
something?
Yeah, he literally did. He swiped $80 on his way out of the facility. Frank Rodriguez Tapia was released from jail on Friday, and a security camera recorded him actually taking cash that belonged to another inmate who was being booked into jail at the time.
Man.
That is what you call a crime of opportunity. All right, here's our Vice President of U.S. America speaking yesterday in Ohio. Here's Joe Biden again. Here's Joe as he was, again, speaking in Ohio, which is supposed to be, I guess, probably the most important state in the upcoming election.
I mean, literally.
Literally. There he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a guy who's running all the ads here in Iowa saying that
oops.
He's going to get tough on China.
Oops. I think he literally said
I mean,
Iowa.
Literally.
Literally.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a guy who's running all the ads here in Iowa saying that he's going to get tough on China. I've been in, I've had the great privilege of being able to be in this state now. Yeah. I think it's my 25th event. I'm not sure, but I've been all
over the state.
And
you don't know where
you
are, so aside from that.
He basically screwed up.
Everything will be fine. This story concerns me a little bit.
Okay.
You know, we try, if I remember, every Tuesday to play music for those folks out there who want to
get on that treadmill thingy.
Sure, get their treadmill going. And, you know, we appreciate when the lady calls and reminds us. But a lot of exercise enthusiasts are using their smartphone just as much as a part of anything else in their gym bag. A group of researchers has come up with an app that seems to be the perfect combination of your personal trainer and a DJ. Musical Heart is the name of the app. It is able to measure your heart rate and acceleration and then choose which songs will help you reach your target heart rate.
That's cool.
Wow.
The application can take care of several tasks at more or less the same time. It will measure the heart rate through earbuds, okay? Combines the heart rate with acceleration metrics to gauge your exertion level and determines which songs in your library will help you reach or maintain your desired heart rate.
What if you're a ballads fan?
Well, I was going to say, you know, you better not have any Nora Jones on there because that's not going to get played. Hello?
Hey, Scott, so has Biden been in Iowa or Ohio 25 times?
Since he doesn't know where he is, I'm not sure exactly where he's been. Once again, that's Joe Biden, the Vice President of U.S. America.
I mean, literally.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a guy who's running all the ads here in Iowa saying that he's going to get tough on China.
That's it.
Well, to his credit, both those words have I's and O's.
Of course they do. There's no doubt. That's again, the hair plugs are in too deep. So you can get your desired heart rate out of that. Still, the app is still under development. No word yet on when it's going to be released. But when that happens, I mean, that lady won't need us anymore. We'll
have to get the designers to work on Radio Aggieland.
Guess so.
We'll just get something in the studio that flashes, meaning we need to talk faster because this lady's on the treadmill.
That's it. New study of computer security finds a lot of people still using bad passwords, Splash Data, the latest one to come up with this. You're really just making it too easy for the online hackers, okay? Your top five bad passwords, number five is QWERTY, okay? That's the keyboard thing. Number four is ABC123. Number three is 123456789. The second worst password is 123456. And the worst password is password. People are using the word password as their password. Don't those people deserve to lose whatever they're trying to,
yes,
to hide?
Yes, they absolutely do.
One more time. Just, you know, you deserve it, and you're going to get it. At what point do you not understand that that's what you're supposed to be doing?
It's basically a problem.
Yeah. Well, literally, I think you're correct that that's basically the problem that they need to, like, address. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox-type treatment, Dysport, to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Water and cell phones don't mix, but when your phone drops in the sink, there's a plan of action that you can take to save it. And there's something like that to help save your marriage, too. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If you've ever dropped your cell phone into water, then you know drying off the surface is useless. The real problem goes much deeper. To save your phone from completely short-circuiting, you have to fix what's going on inside. Fortunately, there's a handy solution for that. Seal your phone in a bag of uncooked rice. It'll draw out the moisture from deep within the circuitry and usually helps the phone to function again. Believe it or not, the same principles apply to a marriage in crisis. Couples focus too much of their emotional energy on issues lying at the surface of their relationship instead of the deeper conflict underneath. It's a strategy that keeps a husband and wife bickering over the same petty disagreements over and over again. Those outward conflicts are really just a symptom of problems much more deep and serious within the relationship. To save your marriage, you have to get beneath the surface conflict that keeps you battling one another. If you draw out those deeper wounds that taint your marriage, your relationship will have a good chance of surviving and thriving. And to help your family thrive, visit us at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. You can find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local retail pharmacy. Just ask your pharmacist and upgrade today. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, so you know we're talking about passwords. PC World suggests a strong password uses a combination of letters, numbers, and symbols. You can also use short phrases separated by underscores if you don't think you can remember the long sequence. Caller said, I really like my password. I'll share it with you. I said, okay, what is it? Race car, spelled backwards. Write it down and think about it. All right, let's do some sports.
Here we go, gang. It is sports time. I'm Kevin O'Connor at 7:50, and A&M had a little trouble with the Bayou Bengal Tigers. How about the Auburn Tigers? We travel to Auburn to take on the 1-6 Tigers, and head coach Gene Chizik is impressed with the Aggies.
It's going to be a great challenge for us. You know, obviously, this is a very, very good football team. They've lost two football games against two top five teams, and those are the two games that they've lost. So they're very good. They're playing with a lot of confidence. Played a close game against LSU last week. As everybody knows, very explosive offensively. And so we got our challenges there with containing their quarterback and their running game. And, you know, they lead the league in just about every category offensively there is. They're at least one or two probably in just about all the most important categories. Defensively, again, they're very aggressive. They have an elaborate scheme defensively that allows them to be very productive in terms of negative plays. So we got our work cut out for us, but we're looking forward to the challenge. They lead the league in just about every category offensively there is.
Don't know why that repeated. Sorry about that. All right, kickoff set for six. Action is live right here on News Talk 1620 at WTAW with Dave and Dave, and we cranked that up at 5 o'clock. World Series action yesterday. Pablo Sandoval went crazy last night.
Into center, at the wall, another Pablo Sandoval with a three-homer game.
Series game number one.
Only the fourth player to homer three times in a World Series game. That drove San Francisco past Detroit 8-3 in the opener of the Fall Classic. The number 13 Aggies taking on a familiar foe in the regular season finale. Here's Coach G talking about Missouri.
Well, obviously we want to finish up strong, especially since it's against an old rival in Missouri. And I think last weekend we saw a little bit of what the grind of a 13-game SEC schedule with no rest can do. The game on Sunday was, even though we won it, was really high on the ugly meter. And it became beautiful because we won in double overtime. Kids are tired, and kids on all the teams are tired.
Aggies own a 13-5-1 advantage over Missouri in the all-time series. A win over Missouri and a loss by Florida at South Carolina would give the Texas A&M team an outright SEC overall championship and the number one seed in next week's SEC tournament. They play tonight at Ellis at 7. A&M men's swimming team and diving team was ranked number 21 in the initial College Swimming Coaches Association of America poll. Aggies joined 8 other SEC teams, including Florida at 1, Auburn at 6, Georgia is 9, South Carolina is 12, Alabama 20, LSU 22, Tennessee is 24. And with labor negotiations stalled, Gary Bettman, the commissioner for the NHL, said, quote, "Unfortunately, it looks like there's not going to be an 82-game season. It's just not going to be a reality." Let's look at your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Weather and soil conditions make fall the perfect time to have a state-of-the-art irrigation system installed for your lawn and garden. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Get your irrigation system installed now, and you'll be ready for next spring and summer. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. You can like them on Facebook or log on to their website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
We have enough politicians in Austin. How about we send someone who has owned a small business, raised his family in the area, and calls District 12 his home? Hi, Kyle Cassell here. I am running to be the next Republican state representative in House District 12. Go to KyleCassell.com. That's KyleCassell.com to find out more. I am Kyle Cassell, asking for your vote for state representative, House District 12. I paid for and approved this ad.
At Batteries Plus, we know most people don't know how to open their garage door remote control, key fob, or wristwatch. That's why we'll be happy to install a new battery in almost any device you bring in. So remember, although a lot of battery-powered devices can be hard to open, getting their batteries replaced is as easy as coming to Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus. Find the battery you need to replace at the Replace It place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman, where we can install a new battery in almost any device. Batteries Plus. Any battery, any bulb, for anything.
Save the date. Saturday, November 10th is Royalty Pecan's Pecan Harvest Festival. This is a free event, and you won't believe what Royalty Pecans has planned for you and your family. From food, drinks, games, giveaways, and pecan bake show, to hayrides, orchard tours, wine tasting, even a 5K run through the trees, and more. Saturday, November 10th at Royalty Pecans. It's their Pecan Harvest Festival. For more info or vendor and sponsorship opportunities, visit RoyaltyPecans.com or call 979-272-3904.
Hey, good morning. About 5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Today's nominee for Roommate of the Week is in Pennsylvania, Guy Black, who's being held on $100,000 bail.
Ooh, he must have done something really bad.
Good gravy.
He went after his roommate, so to speak, with a chainsaw.
No way.
Police say that Mr. Black went berserk after his housemate, Ronald Tanner, changed the locks on the front door. Well, I don't know why that happened. Anyway, Mr. Black went through the basement using the chainsaw to buzz himself in, so to speak. I like that. Anyway, luckily for Ronald, he saw the saw get stuck in the guy's shirt, and it jammed, as a matter of fact, allowing him to pin Mr. Black down with an umbrella.
Oh, my goodness.
Umbrella wins over chainsaw.
Hey, Will Robinson.
Yeah. Called police and got him. Well, of course, again, you got to know why he changed the locks on the door. That probably would be helpful if you could do that.
He's just trying to open the door.
Yeah. Yeah. So, transportation officials aren't amused. Again, hackers have tampered with the electronic road signs. near Rochester, New York, so they read zombies ahead.
Oh, that's so funny.
Several motorists sent photos, and local TV station, of course. One party pooper called the Department of Transportation. They came out, turned the sign off.
One of the first times I saw that was outside of Austin.
Yeah, we don't really have any here locally that you could
zombies?
Do that with. No, just the sign, I think.
Oh, well.
Hello?
You mean we got to change the game now? Paper, scissor, rock, chainsaw, umbrella.
That's it.
Nobody does Halloween like NBC Thursday. Blending a night of great comedy with spooky Halloween noises.
Kazap! Blinky, blinky.
Those aren't even the right noises.
And big guest stars like Stephen Colbert on The Office and Sean Hayes on Up All Night.
Look at those kiddos run!
Fill your Halloween bag with all new comedy. 30 Rock, Up All Night, The Office, and Parks and Rec, followed by Rock Center.
It all begins at 7, followed by KAG's HD News at 10.
Living in the heart of the Brazos Valley, the weather can play tricks on us. But you don't have to worry. I'm KAG's chief meteorologist, Jared Blushnick, and we know you're busy. Kids, job, the house. I'm here to help you get the kids and you out the door ready for whatever the weather brings. Plus, Matthew and Emily bring you the stories that really matter to you. From right here in the Brazos Valley.
Local newscasts, local people, living here, working here. KAG's HD News, weeknights at 6 and 10 p.m.
When you're on the road, things sometimes treat have a way of appearing out of nowhere. Which is why the BMW 3 Series comes Raccoon, with features to help keep you focused. BMW apps connect you to Facebook, Twitter, email, and Pandora hands-free, and the BMW head-up display projects speed navigation onto the windshield. Also, Garden Gnome, you can stay focused jogger on the road ahead. The BMW 3 Series is here. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine, Squirrel.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Aggie football season is here, and it's SEC time. There'll be folks from Florida, South Carolina, Arkansas, and LSU hitting town. Make the best impression possible by having the cleaning pros at Molly Maid take care of your home. Take as much time as you want to enjoy our first SEC season. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust, and we guarantee your satisfaction. Call us today at 979-693.
But then the change tonight, probably after about 1 in the morning. Winds will shift around out of the north and gust up to about 15 or 20 miles an hour. And there'll be a 40% chance of shower. So tomorrow, 62 is the high. But again, those 20-mile-an-hour north winds won't feel like that. Chilly tomorrow night at 46. It's 73 right now at 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Cuba is being battered. Jamaica took a hit. And Hurricane Sandy could next target the U.S., already whipping up the surf in Florida.
Better than what we usually get here in Miami, which is hardly anything.
But forecasters fear Sandy could combine with a cold front and become a devastating storm up the East Coast, a wintry storm from the mid-Atlantic to the Northeast. A suspect in the deadly attack at the American consulate in Libya is dead in Egypt, killed in a clash with security forces near Cairo. This as the Obama administration denies a report that an official was reprimanded for telling Congress it was a terror attack. Fox News Radio's Mike Magowitz live at the White House.
Sources tell Fox News that Matt Olson, director of the National Counterterrorism Center, was scolded by the White House for giving this Senate testimony 8 days after the Benghazi attack.
They were killed in the course of a terrorist attack on our embassy.
At that time, that conflicted with the White House narrative that the attack had grown spontaneously from a protest over a controversial video. White House officials are said to have told Olson to tone it down. The White House denies having pressured Olson and now claims that it always viewed the attack as an act of terror. Dave?
Mike, 12 days before the election, President Obama spent the night on Air Force One, going from a Vegas rally to one he'll hold soon in Tampa, Florida, where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live.
And like so many of us, the president started the day with donuts, stopping at a Krispy Kreme, then delivering them to a fire station here. Unlike most of us, he went on the donut run after that cross-country flight on Air Force One. Now, today's agenda of this marathon includes this rally in Tampa's historic Ybor City. Then it's on to Richmond, Virginia, Cleveland, Ohio, and a quick detour to Chicago to cast his ballot. Dave?
Now, Richmond, Romney has a slight lead in a new AP poll, and the Republican will be bussing across Ohio today. Fewer Americans needed new unemployment checks last week. First-time jobless claims fell to 369,000. That's a drop of 23,000 from the week before. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Gold Rush, Discovery's number one series, returns to Friday.
Smells like gold, here we go!
And this season...
Where is the gold?
Someone...
We don't give up that easily.
...will hit the mother lode.
Oh, that's crazy.
And you you could get rich too. Go to goldrushgiveaway.com right now to register. Then watch for a special code on premiere night with your chance to win $100,000 worth of gold.
Nothing to it.
For official rules and details, go to goldrushgiveaway.com. It's all part of Gold Rush Premiere Night, Friday, October 26th at 9, 8 Central, only on Discovery.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. As a result, each of their customers has peace of mind because they know their family and possessions are safe from our harsh Texas weather. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. Ask for a free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5-MY-ROOF. There really is no other choice but America's Choice Roofing. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7663. America's Choice.
It's high school football Friday night as the St. Joseph Eagles take on Shiner St. Paul at 7 o'clock at the Emmanuel Glockson Athletic Complex in Bryan. Hear all the action on KACB 96.9 FM and KEDC 88.5 FM. St. Joseph Eagle football is made possible by
Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts College Station, Kelly Bird Dozer, The Bank and Trust, Jackie Voss Allstate Insurance, and Jason Bianski, BCR Realtor.
Special thanks to all of our Eagle football sponsors.
If you're ready to do the time warp again,
it's just a jump to the left.
Don't miss the Rocky Horror Show, live on stage this weekend at the Theater Company. Directed by Randy Wilson and brought to you by Village Foods and by Dennis Berthold and Pam Matthews. Additional funding provided by the cities of College Station and Bryan, administered through the Arts Council of Brazos Valley. Don't miss the Rocky Horror Show, on stage this weekend at the Theater Company. Get tickets and showtimes right now at theatercompany.com.
If you want to drop it, drop the weight, drop it with Robin Roberts. If you want to stop it, stop smoking, stop it with Robin Roberts. If you want to improve it, your golf game, improve it with Robin Roberts. These positive changes are a phone call away. Call me, Robin Roberts, certified consulting hypnotist. I have an impressive list of success stories, techniques, and motivation for you to achieve your lifestyle changes. Don't wait any longer. If you were going to do it yourself, you would have done it before now. That's Robin Roberts, certified consulting hypnotist, 739-7143.
WTW News Time is 8:05. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Bryan police have announced an arrest in the Sunday night shooting death of Trevor Williams. 23-year-old Marcus Watson Jr. of College Station is held in the Brazos County Jail on a murder charge. BPD has released no details about what led to Watson's arrest. Watson was already in jail on what Bryan police stated was an unrelated charge of manufacture or delivery of a controlled substance. Jail records indicate it was his seventh arrest since April of 2010. Watson's bond was set at $200,000. A South College Station family was displaced from their home due to a fire yesterday afternoon. The fire department's Bart Humphreys says one teenager was at home on Fincastle Loop in the Shenandoah subdivision.
He was inside the house, thought he saw smoke in the garage, opened the door, and there was smoke and fire. And that's when he got on the phone, called 911, and exited the building, which is the right thing to do.
Humphreys says the teen was treated at the scene for minor smoke inhalation. The fire spread from the garage into the attic. College Station police made an arrest this week from a mid-September train wreck. 22-year-old Lauren May of College Station is accused of calling two friends before contacting police or the railroad. Officer Rhonda Seaton says May's car had left the pavement in the area of Old Welburn and Graham Road and was stuck on the tracks.
Defendant
was given some field sobriety tests that evening, and at that time, she was arrested for public intoxication. You know, the officers got there quite a bit after she had been out of her vehicle. Case was assigned for follow-up. Union Pacific did indicate to the officer that they did want to press charges on the obstructing a railway case.
Seaton says after the car was struck, the train blocked Rock Prairie Road for more than 2 hours. One of the three contested races in this year's Bryan City Council election involves someone seeking re-election.
Representing Bryan's West Side, incumbent Art Hughes is opposed by Craig Regan. At this week's candidates forum, both supported a city ethics policy. Regan compared it to when he was in the service.
If nothing else, it's a statement of our beliefs. It's a statement of our tradition as a city. You can talk a lot about values, but until you set them in stone and you say this is who we are and this is who we want to be, and you give people a goal to shoot for every time that they do business in this city, I think that is important.
Hughes has been involved in developing an ethics policy.
We actually do have the remnant of an ethics policy, but my focus on what an ethics policy is for is not a hammer over somebody's head.
You can hear more from all those running in the city council and Bryan school board contested races online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be on the alert for another scam. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says the electric company has been getting reports from customers.
The customers are being advised to go to Walgreens or to other stores and put money on, it's called a green dot card or a money pack card, which is similar to like a Visa debit card, and then call back at this number, a phone number that is given to them, and make a payment.
BTU does not call residential customers asking for payment and only calls commercial customers weekdays during business hours. McKeithen says if you question the validity of a call, contact the utility for confirmation. 2 weeks after the College Station City Council established a medical district comes a proposal for a $10 million specialized hospital. Randall Hive with the city's planning office says there is a proposed land sale to build between College Station Medical Center and Southwood Park.
They would provide approximately 200 full-time equivalent jobs and make an approximate $10 million investment within the community on a site adjacent to the College Station Medical Center. This hospital would serve a need not only within the community, but within the region.
Thursday's council agenda includes a request to give developers $300,000 to help design and build a street extension for the facility adjacent to the Med. High says pending that agreement and finalizing the land sale, the hospital could open in 2 years. WTAW News Time is 8:10 at 71 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this, and when you walk into our door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, you know you can always trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Hey, it's 811, News Talk 1620, WT. TAW, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information or samples from businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We have some cooler weather on the way. In the meantime, we are warm this afternoon. Coming up, temperature in the mid to upper 80s with periods of clouds and sun. And then for tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, perhaps a shower or thunderstorm as the front moves in. Low temperature by morning down around 60. A lot of clouds and much cooler on Friday. Maybe a few showers. Temperatures only sitting in the 60s through the day. Upper 40s at night and mostly sunny cool on Saturday in the middle to upper 60s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, of course, we know Lance Armstrong has been in the news for all the wrong reasons. And,
Jace.
Yeah, that's it. So, Lance now, of course, stripped of his Tour de France title, as we call it here.
It would be the Tour of France.
Yeah, them too. Of course, a disappointing moment for a lot of people because they viewed him as a hero.
Oh, I was devastated. Yeah, I'm really bummed about it.
Yeah, or both. But that's nothing. I mean, think about this now. Now, if you want to talk about really irreparable damage to Armstrong's legacy. Lance Armstrong's results, erased from the record books, will likely include his 2006 and 2007 New York City Marathon results as well, and his 2008 Boston Marathon results, because he finished 823rd. So, just telling you. Did you know that?
I knew he ran in them. I didn't think about going back to replace
Find
those
out.
As
yep.
well.
826th. He's out of there. So whoever was 827 goes, yes! I'm ahead of Lance Armstrong.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, so what do you call a first-year student at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill? What would we normally call a first-year person?
Freshman.
Nope. That's wrong. See? I got you. They were living in the Stone Age there. Now they have changed this. According to the campusreform.org.
Oh, no, it's not
report.
Fresh person, is
That's
it?
Right.
Oh,
the antiquated term freshman will no longer be used. Now, in all university documents, along with other non-gender inclusive terms, such as chairman, you won't be able to do that anymore either. So, as a result, they will be first-year students and then upper-level students.
You know, this is probably going to get me in trouble.
Oh, well.
But That just irritates me.
Does it? Why?
Well, you know, when those words were established, mankind, when I hear the word mankind, okay, no. You mean all humanity.
Sure.
Just because it has the word man in it doesn't mean that it's a sexist word. Are we being sexist by insisting that we have to take man out of the word?
Well, see, but here's the problem now. Also, if you go through and look through every one of the classifications, because sophomore is derived from the term sophism, which can mean a false argument or a fallacy. And then, of course, who wants to be a junior? Because that would imply that you are of some lower rank, like a junior person or a subordinate. And then, of course, senior, that conjures up nothing but old folks. So what are we going to start calling people?
I don't know, but this is all a superior pain in my butt.
Thank you. Sean's here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Scott.
Wonderful. What are we talking about today?
Today I brought with me Danielle Starling. She is our community service coordinator at the municipal court, and she's here to talk about Municipal Court Week, which is coming up.
Danielle, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Normally we'd play Jethro Trivia, but we don't have one today, so we'll plan on that next time. So tell me what we're talking about today.
Okay, Municipal Court Week is generally observed the second week in November. Mm-hmm. This year it'll be observed November 5th through 9th. And on Saturday, November 3rd, we'll host a kickoff celebration in recognition of Texas Municipal Courts Week. It's a community-wide event. It's free, and it provides an opportunity for the public to learn more about traffic safety. Traffic safety tips about reducing distractions, such as texting, while driving on a cell phone. And we will also provide a family-positive environment. The kickoff celebration is the first event that we'll be sponsoring, and free hot dogs, drinks, and safety goodie bags will also be provided.
So you can go to court and eat free food?
Eat free food.
Nothing like going to court and having a good experience. I mean, that, right? Most of the time we go to court, it's not a good thing. Okay, so.
That's right. And so we're just inviting the community to come out and just have a good time, eat free hot dogs, food, drinks, get some information on traffic safety. The celebration begins at 1 o'clock p.m. Again, it's on Saturday, November 3rd. The physical address is 401 South Tabor Avenue in Bryan, Texas, at the Bryan Justice Center. Mm-hmm. If you all aren't familiar where that is, it's right across Chicken Express. And it's also where you pay your traffic fines when you get a ticket in Bryan.
So if you don't know where that is, if you're one of those people, unlike me, who's never had a ticket from City of Bryan, so go there. And, if they want some more information, the website?
Yes, www.bryantexas.gov. Go into the department, scroll to Municipal Court, and you will see a link that provides information on the traffic safety event.
Excellent. Great. Thank you for being with us this morning, Danielle.
Thank you.
Okay, what else you got?
Well, I'd like to segue using food.
Oh, very good.
Okay, so that's November 3rd. There's a free hot dog at the municipal court. But November 2nd, from 11:30 to 1 o'clock at Sue Haswell Park, we have a United Way hamburger luncheon. It's $5. You get a hamburger, a drink, chips, and a cookie.
Okay.
So it's very exciting.
All that for $5.
For $5.
But you said United Way, huh?
United Way. It all proceeds go to United Way. Okay. And it's only $5.
All right. That's good. So there's Free food and semi-free food, or free food and a very good deal, right?
You know, find a better lunch for $5 that goes to a good cause.
There you go. Take a bunch of people from the office and do that together. All right, thank you, Sean. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays on News Talk 1620.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
The government has some positive news. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The numbers from the job market are encouraging this morning. The Labor Department counted 369,000 first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, 23,000 fewer than the week before. Another report from Washington shows orders for expensive manufactured products soared last month. Orders for durable goods jumped by nearly 10% in September as demand for commercial planes and defense goods rebounded after sliding in August. Microsoft hopes to grab some attention from the techies today. CEO Steve Ballmer is expected to speak in New York when the software giant takes the wraps off the new Windows 8 operating system. The OS has undergone a dramatic overhaul, and Microsoft has a lot riding on its success. United Airlines did not have a good summer. United Continental Holdings says fewer people traveled in the third quarter. The carrier's revenue and profit declined. Stock market futures are higher ahead of the Thursday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
In the past year, Rock Center with Brian Williams has brought you stories no one else could.
On Rock Center.
A different side of Justin Bieber.
I just want to prove people wrong.
The founder of Facebook, finally sharing.
We aren't making billions.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
The Sandusky interview that shocked America.
I am innocent.
At the center of power.
Investigation.
Controversy. At the center of it all. The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams at 10, 9 Central, Thursdays on NBC.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
Do you have restless leg syndrome? A restless leg is a condition in which your legs feel extremely uncomfortable while you're sitting or lying down. It makes you feel like you need to get up and move around. Now, restless leg syndrome can begin at any age, really, and generally worsens as you get a little older. Women are more likely than men to develop RLS. Now, restless leg syndrome can disrupt sleep and, well, it can make traveling downright uncomfortable. But you know, you don't have to put up with restless leg. Thousands of people take Active 8 for their restless leg syndrome. People tell us every day how Active 8 has helped their restless leg syndrome. So don't you put up with RLS, not when it can be treated so easily and inexpensively. Now, for full information, you can go to activate8products.com or call them toll-free at 800-465-4411. That's activate8products.com or 800-465-4411.
As a country, well, we've had some pretty weird elections over the years, but there is one that none of us alive today really remember, but it was unusual. In 1912, William Howard Taft was president, but he had a couple of real problems at the time. First, for whatever reason we're not sure of, he spent some of his time as president dismantling some of the policies of his predecessor, Teddy Roosevelt. Now, Theodore had fought hard for some of those reforms, like protection of our national forest, and he really didn't like the idea of Taft tossing them out. So Teddy decided that, well, he'd run again and defeat Taft. But Taft had the Republican nomination, and Woodrow Wilson had the Democratic. So Teddy ran as a third party on the Bull Moose, or Reform, ticket. There is every reason from the facts to believe that Teddy intended to split the ticket and to defeat Taft rather than really trying to win the election.
Now, the normal campaign stuff was done, speeches, banners, slogans, and, of course, Teddy's picture on everything they could find. After choosing the best picture they could find of Teddy, they naturally printed it up on everything they could, buttons, yard signs, posters, you name it. After about 10 million of them had been printed, well, to the campaign's great horror, they discovered that they didn't have the rights to the picture. Yeah, the photo they selected of Teddy Roosevelt belonged to a small photographer, and they had never even purchased the rights. What to do? A number of options were discussed. Let's go negotiate with the photographer, and maybe we can cut the amount in half, one said. Another said, well, let's offer him a settlement. But it was a campaign worker named Carlton Meeks whom Teddy sent to fix the problem. And he did fix it. It's a little-known fact that Carlton, well, he went to the photographer and simply said to the man, look, we've used your photo of Teddy and have now made you just about the most famous photographer in the world today. So we've decided to let the whole thing pass and charge you only $500 for doing that. It's true. That's what happened. The photographer was, well, bull-moosed into paying a fee for a photo he already owned and had all the rights to. And the political campaign was, well, off the hook. Pretty ingenious, I'd say. I guess a little bravado can go a long way after all.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum talks about Caldwell Country.
And as a customer, that's what you're looking for, I think, is someone that you can trust, that stands by their word. People feel good about the product they get. They feel great about the service they get. And so they get ready to go again. They don't look anywhere else. Before you settle on the price, what you ought to do is go look around. Just go in and give John and his people a shot at it and see if they can beat the price.
Caldwell Country and Rockdale Country, just a conversation away.
When I bought my truck, the first thing I did is I went to Texas Truck Riggins to get a spray-in bed liner. Just did that because, you know, you want to protect your investment. No telling what you're going to be using the bed of that truck for, and you don't want to be getting it scraped up because that can lead to rust and, you know, it hurts your resale value. Well, so that was what I did, and a lot of people do that. They decide that's a thing to do early on. You can get a hard tonneau cover if you want to do that. You can get a soft tonneau cover, too. They have those at Texas Truck Riggins. Now, also, a sidestep, easier for you to get in and out of your truck. That works. They've got that for you at Texas Truck Riggins. Now, let's talk about protecting the outside of your truck when you're out there maybe having to work out in the field. You know, you got the grill guards, first of all, and there's several different sizes depending on what you're going to use that grill guard for, different configurations. But also, a lot of folks have decided to powder coat that. Matches the color of the vehicle. Powder coating similar to spray and paint on it, but it lasts. It's much, much more durable than paint. And again, if you're going to have to actually be using that grill guard to guard the grill of your truck, then that makes sense. Headache racks, toolboxes that can be dropped in the back, all of that available for you at Texas Truck Riggins. And again, that's basically taking care of the outside of your vehicle. Lots of ways to make sure that the inside continues to look good as well. Want to see a sample of their work? Go to their website. They've got one. It's Texas Truck Riggins, spelled that way, Riggins.com. Stop in and see them. They'll be glad to show you the work that they do. Located at 2711 South College. And don't forget, they've got that boutique right there in the store. So if you want to get something for the lady in your life, you can actually buy her some items there, or maybe get her a gift certificate for that, or maybe a gift certificate for what Texas Truck Riggins primarily does, which is make trucks and SUVs look good and make sure that those good looks last longer. That's Texas Truck Riggins, voted best in the Brazos about 9 years in a row. Stop in and see them right across from the lake on South College.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Aggies and Auburn coming up from Auburn, Alabama, Saturday night, 5 o'clock on the Aggie Radio Network. Head coach Kevin Sumlin says that the team will be ready to take on the Tigers come Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the advantages to, you know, the unknown is the unknown, that our guys have never, we've never been over there, you know, and it'll be an exciting trip. You know, I've been to Jordan-Hare Stadium, and it's a beautiful place. It'll be a a big crowd. This is a storied program, 2 years off of a national championship. And, you know, one of the winningest programs in college football history. So, you know, for our guys, it'll be excitement, the trip, the travel, a new place, and playing an SEC road game. I expect our team to be ready to go.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin, the Aggies in Auburn from Auburn, Alabama, Saturday night, 5 o'clock on the Aggie Radio Network. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie football report.
BCS RV buyers, get ready.
RV buyers, don't wait another moment on your dream. RV Station is liquidating everything at our largest inventory reduction sale in history. Mark your calendar, save the date. October 25th through 27th,
massive savings.
BCS, you only have 72 hours to save. The boss says,
you gotta sell everything.
And we said, yes, sir. Right now, you can save thousands on fifth wheels, toy haulers, towable campers.
Everyone slashed to the bone for this event.
The best brands in the country, Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, Avalanche, and many more. You can save up to 50% off MSRP on select pre-owned units. Don't miss this event. Bankers will be on hand with
millions to lend.
Rates as low as 3.99 APR with approved credit. Check out all the incredible prices online at RVStationOnline.com or get on down to RV Station at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA.
Oh, yeah.
The massive global nylon industry ought to take a cue from cancer. This according to a report in the journal Nature Chemical Biology by Duke University geneticist Zach Reitman and his colleagues. He explains that industries currently spend billions of dollars a year to make adipic acid, an essential building block of nylon, and they burn lots of fossil fuels to do it. Reitman's team studies how brain tumors change the function of enzymes, molecules that can convert one chemical to another.
We took the effect that cancer had on a certain enzyme and applied it to another enzyme.
And they found it could be used in a crucial step in producing adipic acid from cheap sugars, one that prior research hadn't solved. Reitman says industries could use the findings to make nylon in a much cheaper and more environmentally friendly way. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, Market President for American Momentum Bank. If you're looking for a home, then take the shortcut and put our mortgage specialist, Julie White Bennett, and her Momentum Mortgage team to work for you. We have FHA loans with down payments as little as 3%. Yes, 3%. And American Momentum Bank has conventional fixed and adjustable rate loans, so you can select the payment package that works best for you. So why does American Momentum Bank offer near-perfect mortgage plans? Because we know the region and its people. We're local people. That's right, American Momentum Bank's leadership team lives and works right here in Bryan College Station. To find the nearest of three banking centers in Bryan College Station, call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. Or visit AmericanMomentumBank.com and ask how you can get momentum with a Momentum Mortgage. That's AmericanMomentumBank.com. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
When a fire breaks out in a crowded place, people head to the one exit they know, the entrance. And that's the problem. Too many people
seasonally adjusted 369,000. That's level consistent with modest hiring. I'm Kat McMullen. That's your news on... WTAW News Time is 8:30 at 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A teenager at home yesterday afternoon discovered a garage fire. Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department says the teen called 911 and got outside.
He was treated on the scene for minor smoke inhalation, but he was not transported to the hospital.
Humphreys says the fire spread from the garage into the attic. There was enough damage to displace the family of four living on Fincastle Loop in the Shenandoah subdivision of South College Station. A College Station man is accused of killing a Bryan man last weekend. Bryan police have released no details of what might have led 23-year-old Marcus Watson Jr. to shoot 19-year-old Trevor Williams last Sunday. Watson was already in jail on a drug charge that BPD says is unrelated to Williams' death. Watson's bond was set at $200,000. This week's Candidates Forum gave those running for Bryan City Council an opportunity to speak on a variety of local issues.
Among the questions posed to Craig Regan and Art Hughes seeking the single-member District 5 seat is how to increase housing. Hughes says more jobs will generate more rooftops.
Sometimes it's the cart before the horse because in normal times, rooftops bring commercial development. In a situation like ours, first of all, you have to provide jobs.
Regan says promoting Bryan schools will draw more families to town.
I can tell you as a parent, we chose Bryan because we enjoy our schools. I think that they can do so much better. I think people expect that. When they put their kid on a bus at 6 a.m., that's not just them being in some town. They're investing their time. They're investing getting up at 5 o'clock because they want their child to go to a certain school.
Online at WTAW.com are comments from all those running for the Bryan School Board and City Council contested races. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan Police Department has sent out another scam alert. Officer Kelly McKeithen says BTU customers have received calls from someone saying they have an outstanding balance. The customers are told to buy a prepaid debit card, then call a number that isn't BTU to make the payment.
If someone calls you from BTU, the number that shows up on caller ID should be 979-821-5700. And they're only going to call, they only call commercial customers between the hours of 8 and 5 on Monday through Friday. Residential customers do not ever receive a phone call saying that they have a balance due.
McKeithen says to call BTU to confirm whether you have a past balance before making a payment. Another hospital could be coming to College Station. There is a land sale pending between College Station Medical Center and Southwood Park. At Thursday's City Council meeting, the governing body has been asked to spend $300,000 towards the design and building an extension of Norman Drive. Randall High with the city's planning office says the construction timeline depends on those and other factors.
A specific date hasn't been determined yet. We're still in negotiations with the potential hospital developer. So once those things get finalized, then we'd probably be able to share a little bit more information of what kind of time frame we're looking at. But it'd be safe to say that within the next 2 years, the facility would be complete.
The $10 million specialized health hospital built next to the Med is supposed to create 200 full-time equivalent jobs with an annual payroll of more than $7 million. It's the first project since the council created a new medical land use district 2 weeks ago. 6 weeks ago in South College Station, a train struck a car stuck on the tracks. This week, the driver of the car was arrested for not first contacting police or the railroad.
She drove off the road and tried to basically make her own roadway. She was reckless in her driving, and she obstructed it because of her recklessness. And that was the reason. That's what causes it to be an offense.
Officer Rhonda Seaton says Rock Prairie Road was blocked for more than 2 hours after the train struck the car in the area of Old Welburn and Graham Road. 22-year-old Lauren May of College Station is out of jail after posting bond. WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 73 degrees. Let's look at the news as brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Blue Baker.
At Batteries Plus, you'll find thousands of batteries, plus free battery testing, plus battery recycling, plus expert battery advice, plus installation while you wait, no appointment necessary. All of which pretty much proves there's no other battery source with as many pluses as Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman for all your battery needs. Batteries Plus. Any battery, any bulb, for anything.
It's 836. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Mixture of clouds and sun expected for this afternoon, with high temperatures mostly sitting in the middle and upper 80s, so pretty warm out there. And then for tonight, we'll have increasing clouds with a front moving in, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, low temperature down around 60. A lot of clouds and much cooler on Friday with a few showers around, high temperature in the mid to upper 60s, scattered clouds upper 40s at night, and sunshine coming up on Saturday, cool and dry, temperatures again in the mid to upper 60s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
News from Hollywood. Congratulations to Mariah Walsh, who will play Katniss Everdeen in the parody of The Hunger Games. It'll be called The Starving Games. Yeah. Hollywood Reporter says the same guys who wrote Date Movie, Meet the Spartans, and Vampires Suck.
Oh, Meet the Spartans is terribly funny bad.
Well, that's it. And they've written a script, and they are directing this parody, which will include cheap shots at the Avengers, Sherlock Holmes, and Harry Potter's finale
Love it.
Little bit of everything there for you. Weird Asia News, one of my favorites, says two women in India are thought to be the lowest paid workers in the world. After scrubbing toilets in India for 40 years and never taking a single day off, the ladies managed to save $103 each. That would be an average of $3 a year. The women, aged 59, started working at Women's Teacher Training Institute back in 1971, and their salary started at 27 cents a month, and it never changed.
Wow.
We were promised a pay raise every year, but that never came. Back in 2001, they complained to the government about their situation. But instead of finally getting a raise, their pay was suddenly stopped. This did not stop them from continuing to work, however. And after that, they continued cleaning toilets 3 times a day, 7 days a week, for 11 years free.
That's horrible.
It is. Well, you know, it's another world over there. Hey, the Rolling Stones may be doing a few surprise warm-up gigs before their big 4 upcoming concerts, 2 in London and 2 in New York. Ronnie Wood says that the band is planning last-minute shows in clubs that hold only 200 to 300 people.
Can you imagine stumbling in someplace and going, that guy looks a lot like Mick Jagger?
Said the Stones will probably go under the name the Cockroaches, so watch for that.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what Ron Wood is telling us. So, makers of Mini Cooper making a splash with a new car that floats. It floats. Mini USA tested the Buoyant Style Edition Mini on the Charles River in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The convertible boat is powered by a 6-horsepower outboard motor, the fiberglass car, modeled after the 2004 Mini hardtop. Then it's mounted to a boat hull. It was built as part of their Motor Tuber events. That's when the company...
They're celebrating potatoes?
They dedicate the month of October to celebrating all that is fun about the Mini brand. That's a little bitty car. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is. They're cool, though.
Yeah, it's a little bitty car. So, lady in Tennessee made a rare find right on her own doorstep. According to the New York Post, Donna Lewis had been using a 33-pound rock handed down by her grandfather as a doorstop and a flower bed ornament. But her husband recently placed a metal detector nearby. Readings went off the charts. It is no ordinary rock. In fact, experts have determined this rock is actually a 4.5 billion-year-old meteorite.
And if it's 33 pounds, that's worth almost as much as the national debt.
There you go. Apparently found back in Tennessee in 1853.
No kidding.
That's not bad.
That's quite an heirloom.
I was going to say, plus that metal detector, see, you can find valuable stuff right there in your own front yard.
Step.
New advertisement in South Korea tricks people into thinking they're falling to their deaths. I saw a video of this.
What?
This is very strange. It's a South Korean company, LG. They installed high-def plasma screen on the floor of an elevator, okay?
Oh, that's creepy.
So when the passengers get in and they push the button, and what they do is they have it partitioned off, I want to say 12 different partitions, 3x4, and as you push the button, the tiles appear to fall away one at a time, and you can see what would appear to be the elevator shaft.
Oh, that's just nuts, man.
I know. People have piddled on that expensive screen.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's the only thing I didn't see, and I really would have thought that would happen. And again, they only showed about six or seven. My thought is there probably were some expletives that needed to be deleted. But, I mean,
if you speak Korean.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because, I mean, if you think about it, we all like to be scared. We enjoy that scare, okay, that little jump in our heart. And then you have the little nervous giggle afterwards.
Sure.
And that's why we watch scary movies, okay? Well, this it happens to these people as well. Obviously, within a second, they believe that their life is ending, but within the next second, they know it's not. And then they can kind of laugh about it. But it's very disconcerting to see. And, you know, it's one of those things, you're not supposed to see that. You should be dead after you see that. So,
just creepy, man. Right. That would freak me out.
And in a minute, if you'd like to be more productive today, we'll tell you how to do that. If you don't want to, then that's okay, too. But in the meantime, if you eat the orange, I mean, do you eat the peel, too? And the answer is no. But apparently there's really good stuff in the peel of an orange. Now, this is Melissa Williams of Healthy Living. Maybe she's going to try to convince us we need to be eating orange peels. Now, we have some compelling reasons, but remember, if you're with the general public and you begin eating an orange peel, they are going to back away from you.
Yes, they are.
I'm just going to say, you're not like us. But here's the deal. Orange peels are packed with more nutrients than the fruit itself.
They taste like hammered butt.
Yeah, the zest is wonderful. I mean, it's great for smoothies or salads or anything like that. And the same thing's true for lemons, too. I mean, lemon zest, that's because you get the oils right there.
Right.
And that gets you great flavor. But anyway, they mentioned that. I just think I throw them down the disposal because you turn it on and it, you know, smells better after
for
that.
Sure.
But it works for those things. Anyway, broccoli leaves also are good for you, and the stems. Instead of throwing them out, cook them along with the florets.
I do.
They will increase the amount of vitamin A in your meal, as long as you know, still have a little crunch to them. Celery tops. Now, those leaves are packed with magnesium and calcium. Did you know there's calcium in the leaves?
No, I did not.
I didn't either. You chop those up. And see, that'll work great for soups or stew. You know, if you do that, you get, again, you get a lot of flavor there. And onion skins, they are full of antioxidants.
Why would you want to eat paper?
I don't know.
It's
I'm not
paper.
Sure. It says simmer them in sauces and side dishes and remove them before serving.
Aha, so you don't actually eat them.
No, but you take, and again, you're right, that's like paper. How could that have anything in it that's really, really good? But anyway, that's what they're saying. That's good stuff.
The Japanese eat tomato leaves.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, we're not going to go into the whole thing that Japanese eat, are we?
At Batteries Plus, you'll find thousands of batteries, plus free battery testing, plus battery recycling, plus expert battery advice, plus installation while you wait, no appointment necessary. All of which pretty much proves there's no other battery source with as many pluses as Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman for all your battery needs. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb, for anything.
I'm Lloyd Joyce, candidate for Bryan City Council, Place 6. During my service as mayor, we formed the TMPA and constructed the Dansby Power Plant, which today is one of the best electric systems in Texas. We initiated the largest infrastructure in the city's history, paving 90 miles of dirt streets. I stand behind my record of accomplishments, and I ask you to cast your vote for Lloyd Joyce for Bryan City Council. I approve this political advertisement.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy's staff has answers for all things about swimming pools, whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center, or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW 845. You know, last night was the 300th episode of Law & Order Drive My SUV. I mean, that's...
No kidding?
300 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
And they say, it used to be, 100 to get to syndication?
Yeah, right, yeah. So they got plenty. You know, that's why, A&E is almost like the the Law and Order channel.
Yes, it is. If there's nothing else on, you can, you know, all right, I'll watch that.
Well, and then you find out it's something that you hadn't seen before. Because, I mean, we do. We watch Law and Order, and you go, oh, I don't know that one. But, you know, Jerry Orbach was just the best. He was just the best, you know, in the basically just the Law and Order, not SUV or any of that. All right, here we go. Let's see what else. I know it's SVU, but anyway. CBS has picked up a full season of two new dramas. That'd be Elementary. That's like the modern-day Sherlock Holmes. And Vegas, which stars, I don't know.
I haven't seen either one of them.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were on.
Yep. Jane Fonda moving back to TV, apparently.
Hanoi Jane coming back to the TV.
She's already won two Oscars, and now she's going to be working on a new sitcom for ABC called Now What? On the show, a woman who writes a blog posts one about how much she hates her mother. That'll be played by she'll be played by Jane Fonda. Only to have her mom move back in with her.
Sounds edifying.
Yeah, I'll see how that works. Okay, it's time for most popular TV shows from last week. The top seven. We never do 10. Number 7 was The Voice. Still haven't seen it. Number 6, 2.5 Men. Don't watch it anymore. It's nasty. Number 5, Dancing with Stars. Still haven't seen that. Number 4, Person of Interest. If you're a black helicopter person, this is a great show because they've come up with this machine that apparently tracks all of us. And then what happens is Jim Caviezel, who's the star, goes out and he's a good guy and protects these people from these horrible things that happen to him. It's a Person of Interest. Number 3 is Big Bang Theory. Haven't seen that yet.
Oh, Big Bang's funny.
Yeah. Is it? Kid from Houston, they're starring in that.
Really funny.
Number 2 is the 60 Minutes, you know, with old people asking questions. And number 1... Sunday Night Football on NBC. I don't even know what the Sunday Night Football game was, but there you go. Hey, this is a shocker. Paranormal Activity 5 has already been confirmed by Hollywood. That's after, you know, 1 week of Paranormal 4.
I told you that the only thing that kills me is that stupid ad that's got the same sound in it that my house does.
Yeah.
And it freaks me out every time the commercial comes
again,
on.
I haven't seen that show, and, you know, I guess I might at some point. Apparently they messed up the other day. They were going to show a movie for little kiddos. They're going to show Madagascar, and instead Paranormal Activity showed up.
No!
Oh, what channel was that?
No. It's at the movie theater. Yeah, yeah. Obviously, parents were not happy about the situation at all. Anyway, talk about getting a free tub of popcorn and please come back. Wow.
And a piddle pad for everybody.
Uh-huh, yeah. Hey, so if you can't decide where to eat, find a restaurant with tablecloths and maybe some candles. Golden Corral. Where the author of Mindless Eating, Brian Wesniak, says that you will eat less and enjoy it more with that atmosphere. In his experiment, he redecorated half of your casual chain restaurant with tablecloths and low lighting and plants and paintings and soft instrumental music. He left the other half as is, bright colors, all that, bright lights, hard surfaces, loud music. The people in the fine dining section took longer to eat, consumed fewer calories, and rated the exact same food as more enjoyable.
No kidding.
Well, you know, low lighting, I like to see what I'm eating. Well, maybe it took them so long because they what is this?
I don't know how low the lighting was, but again, they took longer to eat, and they consumed fewer calories. And they related they said that they believed that the food was rated more enjoyable.
But really, how sexy can you make McDonald's?
Well, that's the thing, is the fast food people don't want you, number one, to sit there a long time.
No, sir.
They want you to eat and get the hell out. Secondly, they don't care how many calories you eat. They figure the more that you eat, the more money that they make. And they don't really care whether you think the food tastes good or not. You know what I'm saying?
Just buy it.
Are you there for the taste? Are you really, really there for the taste?
With Taco Bell, yes.
Really? I'm with you there. I love Taco Bell.
I am a sucker for Taco Bell.
Wow. Okay. There you go.
I'm not afraid to admit it. Okay. I love Veritas, but I love me some Taco Bell.
Boy, that's two different worlds.
That's what I mean.
You don't have to. You don't have to break the bank for a fine dining experience too. You'll get the same benefits in small cafes with that low lighting and the pastel colors if you limit yourself to fast food. Well, I mean, think of the opportunities you miss. Think of the opportunities you miss if you just eat at fast food places.
True.
All right. If you want to be more productive, here you go. Today, you can be a little extra productive if you start over at 2 p.m. Most of us try to motor through a lot of stuff at the start of our day, and we wind up in this afternoon slump, if you will. According to a time management expert, 2 p.m. is the perfect time to assess how much you have accomplished. In other words, close down the screen of the video game that you've been playing at work. Actually take a look at your to-do list and see what you've done.
No angry birds, nope, just take a break.
Right. Details and tasks have probably changed since the morning, and you might not be able to stick to your original plan. So do a little more reevaluating there at 2 o'clock. And what happens is most people tend to evaluate their day at the end of the day at 5 o'clock. Then it's too late, obviously, to do something, especially if you need to get in touch with somebody in another time zone. So if you're out of time and you've got a crisis going on, you're trying to put out fires, set the old alarm for 2 p.m. and get up, stretch a little bit, go have a cup of coffee. You people who smoke, go out there and smoke a cigarette. Then come back in and reprioritize your day. So that's kind of interesting because, I mean, I've certainly done that. You look at the clock, you go, oh, it's, you know, whatever clock, you know, whatever time it happens to be. And go, you know, I probably should have done this, probably should have done that. So rather than evaluating at the end of the day, do it at 2 o'clock, you'll be more productive.
When a fire breaks out in a crowded place, people head to the one exit they know, the entrance. And that's the problem. Too many people trying to escape through one door. They begin to panic. They start pushing. Some fall down. Some even die. The next time you walk into a public place, make a mental note of the exits. And keep in mind, the best way out may not be the way in. Learn how to survive a fire at haveanexitstrategy.com.
Sponsored by the Texas State Fire Marshal.
As summer fades, fall is the perfect time to give thanks and enjoy a community gathering. Join Central Baptist Church for one of the most anticipated events of the fall on Sunday, October 28th from 5 to 7 p.m. for their annual Fall Festival. Central Baptist Church hosts an evening of amazing fun for the whole family. Games, inflatables, candy, food, activities, and all the fun you can have for free. For more information, visit cbc.org or call 776-9977. Come join Central Baptist Church Sunday, October 28th from 5 to 7 p.m. for their annual Fall Festival.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Knowing your surroundings, knowing what day it is, always helpful. Bank in East Boston, Massachusetts was closed for Columbus Day, but patrolman noticed a man standing at its door wearing a hoodie, a knit hat, latex gloves, dark glasses.
The latex gloves wasn't the giveaway?
Nah, so he approached him and asked the man what he was doing. He said, are you trying to get in? The man said, no. Obviously, the officer not buying that, he conducted a search with your probable cause. That's when they opened up his pockets, found the pillowcase, and the note reading, give me all your money, no die pack. Okay. It was Columbus Day. You got to know what day it is if you're going to go in and try to rob a bank.
Where were they open?
They weren't. That's what I'm saying. He was standing there rattling the door.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it. So, duh. I guess I'll check next time before we try to rob the bank. Yeah. So some people say you should turn your computer off whenever you're not using it. Some people say leave it on. So who's right? Well, there are two schools of thought, obviously. Energy conservationists say you should turn it off because it wastes electricity. Equipment conservatives, conservationists, yeah, whatever word that happened to be, say constantly turning your computer on and off is hard on the equipment, particularly the hard drive. So common sense is probably best. If you only use your computer for a short time each day, you should probably turn it off when you're done. If you use it throughout the day, leave it on. In general, an idle computer doesn't use a lot of electricity, especially if you turn off the monitor and enable the power-saving features on the computer to do their job. So sounds to me like these people are saying, let's leave your computer on. Probably wouldn't be.
Right.
But that's what I do anyway.
Me too.
24% of doctors use social media in a professional capacity every day.
Really?
Including searching for medical information. That's all in a new survey of social media. In fact, yesterday I was at the doctor and the lady was asking me about any medications that I took, and she right there looked it up you know, in their database to find out whether or not there was any kind of interaction situation if I needed to have some other kind of pharmaceutical. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So lest you think that medics are trolling for personal pages for health-related postings, that's not the case. Only 7% actually use Twitter, compared to 52% of physician-specific communities like Sermo and Osmosis. Those are just doctor-type, medical community-type things. They're not out Twitterating with the rest of you folks who Twitter, so, just so you know.
Twitterating. I like that.
Kevin James, you know who Kevin James is, right?
Yep.
Kevin apparently was in a movie called Here Comes the Boom and lost a lot of weight.
But yeah, was that one about the MMA guy that's a teacher.
Oh, there you go. Okay, but he's apparently gained it back. Us Weekly asked him about that. He said, well, a couple of things happened between then and now. He said, did you know that they sell peanut butter and jelly in the same jar? He said, that, my friend, was a game changer.
Amish Furniture for Generations is celebrating the grand reopening of their new showroom at their new location with huge savings and giveaways. Each week during the month of October, Amish Furniture will be giving away their number one selling rocker valued at over $500 and daily door prizes like gift certificates to Grand Station, Cheddar's, and C&J's Barbecue. In addition, you can save 10% off all new orders, including every item on the floor. You can't afford to miss this huge event. Amish Furniture for Generations Grand Reopening Celebration, 2651 Boonville Road, just past Kroger in Bryan.
Remember the old Lay's potato chip commercials? I bet you can't eat just one. Start with just one, and then another, and another, and heck, you just couldn't stop. I'm Sandy from Douglas Jewelers, and we'll make you a similar kind of bet. When you surprise her with a piece of our jewelry wrapped so pretty in one of our jewelry boxes, when she opens it and sees what you got her, well, we bet she can't kiss you just once. Come see us. She loves our fine jewelry. You love her kisses. We bet you're both going to be happy.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. Find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local Kroger pharmacy for $9.99 this week. Upgrade today. Offer good from September 30th through October 31st. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I thought we'd get to it today. We didn't. People who are dead who made more money than you did last year while you were alive. We'll give you that tomorrow. This date in history, in 1938, the Archbishop of Dubuque denounced swindling.